Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Not a lot. We're both wearing orange.
We are, dude. We're the orange brothers. Look at us. We're preventing scurvy.
Big old.
Oh, man. It just gets me.
All right, rock hard. Give me that rock hard dick.
17 months of subs for Taylor. She said, why'd you come for me like that? Listen, Taylor, you're our only dedicated fan. We wouldn't pick on you so much, but literally no one else watches. So what are we going to do?
Why did we pick on you?
Well, today I said the go live is we're still doing episodes. Stop whining, Taylor. It's not 2008. And then I said, but to be honest, if you don't watch tonight, we're going to quit. And I said, yes, you watch it. So whoever's not here right now, they're the people to blame for the quitting of our show.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, there's two people, so let's leave.
Is there even two?
Maybe.
If you're here, say something. We'll wait.
None. Perfect. Let's leave. No, I don't want to leave. I've missed this show, man. It's been too long.
I haven't.
I've missed it. You don't miss talking to me?
She's here. No, I miss you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I missed the show.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just like, I have to do it.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, you want to do it.
Well, I do, but I also have to do it. Okay, Pro Xbox Crafts here. Hey, man, what's up? What's up, man?
That's two.
That's two people.
So my mustache is getting so long it's touching the inside of my lips.
Your hair looks really good, man. There's still no hair. Well, oh, there's like four hairs in here, man.
I know.
Whoa! Dude, it's working, man!
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, it is, dude! This is applause,
it's
man!
It's just real slow.
It's coming in over here,
I
too?
Mean, no, look at it. Okay, so...
I mean, there's not anything right here, I'm guessing.
There's a hole over here. There's a hole over here.
Yeah, but that's under your neck jowl. You can't see that.
I know. So, this side... I've noticed this, okay? So if I scratch down on this side of my beard,
okay,
it goes downwards.
Okay.
Okay. But if I scratch on this side, it like fluffs outwards. So I have to scratch up on this side.
Do you
side.
Like sleep on a side or
I
something?
I think that's what it is, but I don't know.
That's
this is
weird.
The only side that does like a little twirly
this,
thing.
This side is a little more unkempt than this side.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
that's
it should be the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I should trim it because it looks like dick. But
it's weird, dude. I don't know
I'm
how
just going for it.
Like, here's the thing, okay? Like, I know you, so I look at you, I'm like, wow, your beard looks really good, because I don't think I've ever seen you with this much hair. Like, there's hair up here on your cheeks. Like, you got a hair right here, man. Look at that.
I know.
That's
really
way
high.
Up there.
It's
but
too high.
I feel like if I didn't know you and I did just see you, and I'm like, what's happening with that man's face? Because it kind of looks like Dennis just gave him a turtle shell. Like, that's kind of
really,
what it looks like.
It really does.
What's it called?
Like
it's not called a turtle shell. Turtle shell's why he couldn't give it. What's it called?
Gorilla mask?
Gorilla mask, that's it, dude. You got it. Yeah. Yeah. But I think it looks good, man.
It doesn't.
Man, it looks... Keep going. It's gonna look better.
I'm doing
it. It's working, dude!
So, apparently, I never read anything on that roller that I'm rolling on my face.
Right.
Did I tell you about the roller?
Yes, you did. You talked about it on our last episode, which I think was 3 years ago.
So, I was doing it 2 times a day, morning and night.
Uh-huh.
Every day.
Okay.
You're not supposed to do that.
Right.
Or else it will fuck it up.
Okay.
You're supposed to only do it once every 3 to 5 days.
Did you know that when you were doing it twice a day?
No.
Okay.
I was like, is this thing really working? Maybe I should read some instructions on how to do it.
Okay.
And then I read that, and I'm like, oh.
So you got a roller for your face in the mail, and you decided I'm just going to roll it and not read anything about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't think it was going to hurt. It's just tiny little
thing,
needles.
So.
Yeah. Same thing with this vape. I got a new vape.
Dude, it looks like you're smoking out of a thing of Juicy Fruit. It's like black Juicy Fruit.
Yeah.
That's a stick of gum.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Novo, huh?
It's nicer because, one, it's pocket conforming.
Oh, okay. What's that mean?
Like, it's flatter on one side, so it sits flat in my pocket.
Okay.
Two, it does not have a button because the button would always, I wear tight pants.
It'd get gunked up. Oh, it would
no,
go,
it
the
would
battery
just
would go down.
Hold it. And then I'd like pull it out. I'm like, why is my leg hot? And it's because this thing was burning fucking all the oil inside. My leg's on, there's hair
well,
missing.
Well, it also
and shit.
Is using the battery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that wasn't fun.
Where'd you get this one at?
Same place.
Okay.
Murder,
big E's, I hired someone to kill my wife. So Taylor is your only dedicated fan. Shake my head like a dagger to the heart. All right.
Hey,
well, Menace, he's tier 3.
You're just late,
for 12 months, he can spam the fat Seth heads in the chat now, which is a very it's a craved emote on Twitch. And now, Menace, I will come at you on Sunday to prove to you that you matter. Okay. All right.
Come at you.
I'm gonna come at you, Menace.
fully in.
You know what we haven't had on the show in a long time? The Maniche voice. That, like, died.
Maniche.
What happened to the Maniche voice?
I don't know, man. What did happen to the Maniche
literally, voice? I think I forgot I did a bit.
Yeah,
like,
that happens a lot. Like, I was going through my Google Drive today,
yeah,
and I saw the tire flipping video. You remember?
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, that was it. The people asked for that, and then we went and did it, and we played it, and no one cared.
That video was so bad.
I didn't think it was. Well, the wind noise was pretty bad.
No. Just content-wise.
Really?
It was horrible.
I thought I made some good jokes in that.
I was like a dead zombie walking. I still whooped your ass in our competition.
Well, yeah, look at your body.
Yeah, still, you got muscle.
but not
man.
As much as you.
It can move stuff.
I mean, toddlers have muscles. That's
do
not
they,
anything.
Though?
They do. That's how their bones work.
Did we clip that anywhere? Can anybody just go back and just rewatch that whole video?
I think I was going to put it on YouTube, but the response to it in our Twitch chat made me so sad because no one cared, and I didn't hear anything about it throughout the next
right.
week that I was just like, why exist?
Why even do things?
Why
man?
Do things?
Yeah.
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 Now, the only problem with this e-cig
yeah.
is I can never tell how much oil I have because it's in these pod things.
Okay.
And the pod goes inside. So I never know how much oil I have. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Smoking that USB
You're
stick.
Smoking a Juicy Fruit. That's what it's like. And yeah, Taylor, I wasn't going to say anything.
Stick.
But
what?
Nothing, dude. Just keep
I'm talking. Better than that now.
I feel like because we have a dud, we skipped a
yeah,
we skipped
I'm
a
like
Thursday
real
or we skipped
excited.
A Sunday and a Thursday.
Dude, I missed it.
So you're like
I,
cramming.
However, did not miss gaming.
Well, we're not doing that today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no gaming today.
Why the fuck not?
Well, so what I'm telling everyone publicly is because we need to do a longer episode today
to make up for the time
That we didn't do
so
it.
We're doing a 3-hour long.
No,
episode?
We could stop 1 hour in for all I care. But you know, it's there if we want to.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we can stop now. It's our show. We don't owe these people. Well, we owe Menace and Taylor
yeah,
some
we
things.
We
so we'll do,
do
enough to cover their subs, but. After that's done, then I think, you know, we'll just go until it's over. When it's over, you know, it's
okay.
over. But honestly, I just forgot that there was a poll that I needed to make until yesterday afternoon. And I was like, I could just tell.
Okay
I could literally
it.
Just
it's
be like, they voted for this game, Colby, and you wouldn't have any idea. But I decided that I would also then have to pick a game.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that.
No.
So I was just like, oh, tell everybody, you know, that's not true, pro. You matter to me as a person. Okay?
Not a human, though.
It's the same.
It's not.
Okay. Well, yeah, so next week we're going to do a Colby Plays Games.
Yay.
Cooking Simulator, man. That's what everyone wants to vote for.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like Hand Simulator. I think it's less frustration-based.
I don't think so.
I think it is. I saw Maniche play it. Yeah, we're the Orange Crew, dude. We're on our fight against scurvy.
Is that what?
That's what we're doing, man. It's the Orange Bros. Both
do oranges cure scurvy?
Yeah, that's pirates. They ate oranges, no more scurvy, dude.
Okay.
We're both also in shirts for things that aren't real, like Camp Steak, not a real thing. Okay. Colby's Nike shirt. You may be like, Nike's a real thing, Seth. What are you talking about? Nope, that is a Hanes T-shirt with the Nike logo slapped on front of it.
Yeah, it's a great T-shirt.
Yeah, it's a nice. It's a great T-shirt too, man. I'm just saying, we're both liars.
These are oh god, Jesus.
No, those are real Nikes.
Those are real Nike
Why are you
shoes?
Wearing shoes? You usually take them off. It disturbs me.
No,
okay?
These are the comfiest shoes I've ever bought in my entire life.
Really?
Yep.
Really.
Bought them at the Nike discount store in Kansas City.
Ugh. Gross. We're going to talk about that because I didn't even know you were going out of town.
Yeah.
Second of all, you are wearing bright blue underwear right now, and I can't not see what's happening.
It's just a line.
What are those?
Really long underwear.
Wait, why is it blue right here?
I don't know.
Is it black all the way up?
Yeah, it's blue up here, bro.
Oh, so it's for style, dude. I gotcha.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
what's
yeah.
the brand on those undies, man?
Eagle. No. Yeah, American Eagle.
They're American Eagle?
Yeah, Britt got me these.
I feel like those are way too fancy to be American Eagle.
Nope.
Wow.
American Eagle's fancy, bro.
Does it make you feel weird that some Bangladeshi girl probably put those together with her tiny baby hands?
I love it.
Oh, okay, I was not. These aren't boxers or briefs. These are like compression shorts. That's what these are, just for the record.
I could probably wear these out. Just
you could.
Yeah.
They're pretty swell. I mean, how's the crotch situation? Like, is there a flap or?
No, I think it's sewed up.
Well, yeah, you could wear them as shorts then.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird that you just don't know.
I always just pull everything down. I never fuck with it because it's too hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, ever since I started using the hole, it changed my life, man. Yeah, I think it's because I started wearing dress clothes at my job in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I tucked my shirt in occasionally, or, like, I was wearing pants that were too small for me because I was too lazy to go buy new clothes. And so I'm like, if I got to button these up, I'm going to have to call the fire department.
Probably smart, right?
You know, then you just unzip, and out comes a little egg, and then you just... And you just zip it back up because you don't
push it. Just put it, push it right back in.
Man, it's just quoted. Ever since I started using the hole, it changed my life.
I'm so mad right now.
Oh yeah, what for?
Because I didn't check the oil in this, and it's pretty low. I'm gonna run out, and then I'm gonna go fucking mad because I don't ever not have an e-cig in my hand.
Do we need to do a remote so you can drive home?
I might.
I mean, we could do that.
I might.
We could do it. I think it's actually pretty easy. Look at it. Let's see if it works. Oh wait, do you have the ability to talk through your phone? You do, right?
Yep.
Okay, just making sure.
No, I don't have a phone.
Hey man, you never know. It's 2019. People will go
using
like
an iPod Touch forever.
That would be great, dude. That would be great. Though Colby carry it for the show. No, because he's gonna take it out on me. I can't get stabbed by keys again. We've gone for like 6 months without me being stabbed by keys, okay? I'm not ready to reset that, alright? Let's get him as easy.
We might be good. Hold on. Like, how much oil do you see in there? Not a lot.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see any.
Like, the whole thing should be filled up. And it's not.
I want to make a 7 month since last stabbing sigh. Dude, that would be awesome, actually.
What the fuck is that?
How do I talk to you?
Is this the Mac Mini?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, how do I talk to you?
I don't know.
How do I talk to you, man?
You go up to the friends button.
I don't know if we're friends.
Yep.
No, we're not.
How are we not?
Because this is the bot. This is the bot. Later. Remind me tomorrow. So, I'm going to say, add friend. The keyboard's
of course it is.
Probably be easier if you requested me as a friend, but it doesn't matter. Whatever. Just grab that keyboard. It's right on top of the Mac Mini. Huh?
My name?
Yeah, Colby.
Is that it?
Actually, I think it's S. Colbs. Isn't your name Colbs?
No.
Okay, nothing's coming up. So, this is really awkward. Nope. Let me just see your phone. All right? Or you could do this too. Just go to Discord. Just go to Discord, okay?
I'm going.
Hit that button right there. Find
what?
Find the Raptor Teeth bot. No, you did it right. Go hit the hit
what?
The scroll online right in here. There's gonna be a Raptor Teeth bot right there. Hit that. Hit add friend profile. 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 Add friend. This is not that difficult.
Oh shit, that was funny.
Okay, pending. Incoming friend request. I have accepted it. Okay. Now we're friends. Okay? So now I can call you. And it should work. What's happening?
I don't know. Are you calling me?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not yet. I didn't realize you were going to leave right now.
Right here.
Okay, I called you. Okay, now I may have to turn the sound on in
call
there.
Call failed. Immediately. You're in it.
Can you wait up? Is it because you never?
I never said it. I allowed it to turn.
You never authorized it.
What do I do?
I think it's the one that's unlabeled down on the end. One of them's called Mac Mini. It's not Mac. It's not labeled. It's like next to game and PC.
Green?
Yeah, it's green. I think. Just unmute it. Okay.
Hey.
Hey, I hear you. Can you hear me?
I can't wait.
You don't know, you didn't listen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can hear me, right? Okay. All right, man. Go get your oil.
All right.
Okay, I'll see you. All right. Okay. All right.
I need all my stuff, though.
He just threw his headphones on the ground like a freaking Neanderthal. That's because you can hear me. I'm so loud, Menace. You can hear me on his phone.
Yep.
It's not good planning. There, look, no echo.
Gone.
Okay? Yes, I know you're gone. Yes, thank you for letting me know.
Hey, no problem, man.
Yeah, I got
it. I do what I can to help.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I completely forget to fill the one thing that I typically need wherever I'm at and sitting down.
Yeah. What happens if I drink your beer while you're gone, man?
I will fucking stab you. Do you want the keys in?
No, I don't want the keys, man. It's been the seven. Oh, the chat is demanding Link. Okay, I thought it was an awkward silence, but now I think he died. What happened? Did he hang up? Did he hang up on me? What did he do? Maybe I will have to bring out Link. Dead air! Oh,
yeah.
What happened? Hello? I hear you. I heard breathing.
Just sitting there like a dingus.
I hear you. I hear him. Is he talking to me? What's happening?
Huh?
Are you saying words?
I don't know.
You said I don't know, and then what?
Yeah, I can't hear shit. Now you're better, buddy.
Why couldn't you hear anything?
Probably because my phone was turning off Wi-Fi and connected to it.
Oh, smart. Smart.
Yeah, you sound real crisp, though.
Dude, I do. I know I sound real good. I solved our Discord audio problem. Don't you like that?
Yeah, this is so much better than actual phone calls.
I know. We could just do this instead of you coming to the show. That's what I'm saying.
It actually sounds really good. Yeah, no, I'll just stay home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We just got to get you a little camera, and we could do it over Discord, man.
Oh, they don't need to see me.
I think they should see you, okay? I think they should see you. In fact, you could work it up and design it so we could have, like, we just put green screens behind us and make it look like we're in the same room and we wouldn't be. No one would even know.
Ooh, that'd be fancy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I need to be in the same room as you to stab you. So.
The chat has now said that you've had 64 haircuts, just by the way.
I haven't, though. I need one.
When was the last time you got a haircut?
Like, the 2 days before your wedding.
Oh, good Lord. That's almost a month.
I know, man.
We don't even
know when my next one's scheduled for.
When?
August 10th.
Dude, we don't even know who you are anymore. This is not the Colby that we know.
I'm planning on just shaving it all off myself at home.
Just being bald?
Yeah.
Dude, just come in with an egghead. Just no hair on your head, no mustache, no beard. Full baby's bottom on the entire dome.
That would be so terrifying.
I would... Yeah, it would, but it would be worth it, I think.
I don't think it would.
I think it would be worth it.
Nah. Like, yeah, that sounds like a good bit and all, but then I have to go to work the next day and, like, live my life.
It's not my problem.
That would end badly. I know, it's my problem, you dick.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that. I mean...
I'm gonna stab you again. How's the show? How's Link doing? Is he still in my chair?
Yeah, he's great, man. You want to talk to him for a second?
Yeah, sure. Right. Sounds good.
Shit!
Hey, man, how you been?
Shit!
Oh, really? That good, huh?
Yeah!
How's the wife?
Don't you ever mention my wife again.
Oh, shit. All right, Link. Damn.
I get a Link cam.
I'm not even home yet.
What's taking so long?
Dude, traffic.
What if traffic is
deadly. What are you doing?
No, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, okay? I've almost gotten into, like, 3 wrecks.
Well, I remember the last time we did one of these, you almost wrecked as well. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's apparently hard to talk and think of things to say.
Don't you have Bluetooth in that fancy new car of yours?
Oh, I do, but I don't think it works through Discord.
I agree, Link. I agree. I couldn't have said it better myself, dude.
It's very, not that fancy.
It's very true. I mean, it's pretty fancy, so. Oh, I hear you getting out. Now, are we going to have the whole Wi-Fi LTE problem thing again that we did when you...
Probably.
Why don't you turn your Wi-Fi off and then we wouldn't have that problem?
It's too late. I'm home and connected.
You could just turn it off, though.
I'm going to turn you off. How about that? There, I turned it off.
Thank you. Is Britt at home?
There you go. Speakerphone.
Why? Where's she at?
She is at a work event.
A work event?
A work event.
This lady has more work events than anyone I've ever heard of.
It's like once a month, I think.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
early or goes in early or no, something. I can't remember.
Menace would literally die if he had to do a work event every month.
Dude, I'd die. If
I would die too.
I cut my fingernails and now I can't get this fucking flap open.
Someone's going to quote that in chat, I hope. Menace says I'd quit every month a work function. Dude, that's a nightmare, bro.
I mean, it's for like 2 hours and she gets paid for it. It could be worse.
I mean, I guess.
I guess. It's pretty weird. Yeah, you don't like talking to people that you work with?
It's pretty weird, dude.
You don't like talking to me?
No, I like talking to you. Except for when you stab me. Taylor says sign her up if you get paid. Taylor, would you do anything for money? Because I feel like those are the words of someone who'd do anything for money, and I feel like you don't need to be that desperate, so.
We could arrange stuff.
Yeah, we could. What would we arrange?
Prostitution.
You could arrange that.
Oh, me? Yeah, with her? Definitely.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's disturbing. Okay. All right.
Why is that disturbing?
Dude, it's just...
What about?
I don't know, man. I didn't realize that you were a pimp. Especially of our listeners.
I'm a hooker.
I didn't know that about you either, to be honest.
I've been doing it since 98.
So I'm increasingly becoming suspicious of the Colby that I'm talking to. I feel like this could be like some type of prestige situation where you're like a Colby that looks like Colby, but you're not actually Colby.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. 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 Taylor wants to know, what's your cut? Okay. Sounds like we're talking with a duck now. Is this a duck?
Hey,
what happened there? You turned into a duck.
I connected to my car. Apparently, I can do that.
So
now hopefully I won't, you know.
So now you're talking over your Bluetooth?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I mean, I could hear myself, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Is it too loud?
Menace, this is glorious right here. Menace just made us a sign about our stabbing. This is beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. What do you have to say about it, Link? Strut! Okay, that's what I thought. It's good, Link. It's good. Taylor would like to know what your cut is as her pimp.
Oh, I'm not greedy, like 15%.
15? Wow, that's pretty... Well, actually, I don't know if that's low or high because I don't know anything about pimping.
I'm pretty sure that's low.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's very low.
I don't have any idea. It sounds
most
low.
Most of the time, I think it's going to take, like, a lot.
She says she's super down now. And she also said that she's super ready to go down.
Ooh.
Yep.
I got a partial.
I don't think she meant on you.
Nah, still hot talking, though.
That's the type of dirty talk that gets you going.
That is the type, man. That is what I'm into.
I should have just hosted this part by myself. It would have been better.
Nah, man, this is golden.
Is it?
I say I was about to hit a pedestrian.
Okay, don't do that. Don't hit any pedestrians.
Just hit him and run away, like, it'd be fine.
Okay. Alright. Yep. Right now it says says Colby over Link, and I think that's just hilarious.
Colby over what?
Like, the lower third's up, but it says that Link is Colby, and I think that's hilarious.
Ah, yes, quite.
Mm-hmm.
That should be our thumbnail. You should take over the show.
A thumbnail. I thought you wanted to do the show, now you want Link to take over?
I mean, I could do this all day.
How about you and Link host, and we'll do a Colby and Link show?
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
I don't know. I think it'll be worth it.
Nah, that sounds god awful. There's a reason I don't do my own show anymore.
Dude, your old show was so good, though. Remember when you laughed like Jabba the Hutt? That was one of my favorite things ever.
Yeah, no, that was terrible.
Menace says he wants to see a drum session.
Those videos are still online.
They are. Yeah, I think he wants a new one, though, without the douchey necklace.
No, that's the best one.
No. It's easily the worst.
That is the line of my life right there.
No.
all been downhill.
You need links? You haven't seen his drums before? Minutes, how's this possible? I'm just going to search right now and see if we can pull one up.
They're all really bad.
Did you know that when I search your channel name, it brings up some guy named Tony, who's an actual drummer?
That's probably not good.
He was at various times a member of the band Sounds Incorporated, May Blitz, Three Man Army, T-Rex, and Boxer. He performed with Jeff Beck, David Bowie, George Harrison, Robert Palmer, Eric Clapton, Donovan, Mick Ronson, Gene Vincent, Christian Gale, and the Everly Brothers.
Christian Bale?
Crystal Gale.
That dude's doing everything now.
Do you know him? Are you related to Tony?
Oh, yeah, man. Tony Newman?
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah, he's my uncle twice removed.
I think you're lying. You know what's really sad, though, honestly, when I Google Newman drums, the third video that shows up is the one from Pinellas channel of you doing Hollywood Undead.
Yeah, that's my big hitter, man.
The first one is John Newman, a drummer who's doing Love Me Again. And then number two is Ben Newman, who's just doing a 10-minute long drum solo. And then the third one is Hollywood Undead drum cover.
Yeah, man. That's my best hit.
Is it?
Yeah. Get the fuck out. God, it's nicer outside than it is.
I'm saying, dude, it's horrible in here. All right, hit that vape, man.
That was successful.
Yeah.
Sounded real good, man.
Breathe in the fruits of your labor.
We're doing a sunglass show.
No, why are we doing a sunglass show?
I don't know, man.
It's just going to make your face hotter. That's to have true. Those things covering your face.
Super true.
You know?
My eyes are sweaty.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to say it was fat, Taylor. That's a little extreme.
Yeah, man. Drums. They're on YouTube.
Yeah, they're right there. But not yours.
No, because mine don't have any hits because I didn't. I put up.
I feel like one of them had to hit, right?
I don't know.
I'm a little sad.
I haven't looked.
I'm a little sad, to be honest. Like, I just searched on here, and, like, here's you, but you're on, like, row 4, and it's from Pinellas' channel.
Yeah, all the ones I did over at Pinellas' place went on his channel.
Right. Which I don't really understand that, to be honest.
Because he did the work on them, for the most part.
Is this you? This ain't you.
That says Chris Newman.
Oh, I don't know how to read. That's my bad, dude.
Is my name Chris? Are you confusing me with your wife again?
Dude, I thought it said, I just saw the scene, dude. I don't... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't judge me.
Sure.
Okay?
I'm fine.
I can't believe Menace has never seen these, to be honest.
Yep.
Dude, typing's hard. Okay, would you cut me a break?
Whenever I send emails from my Gmail, that's the name on them. Is Newman Drums.
That's disgusting.
I know, right? I need a change. I don't know why I changed
this it. This is you, man, right? Yeah, here we go. Okay, where's my favorite? Oh, those are the other ones. Here it is, right here, man. This is the best one. It's our party, we can do it. This is the best one right here, man. Look at that. Look at this, man.
I'm so proud of this, actually.
Are you proud? You shouldn't be.
Sucks. I love it. That's a great look. That's an extra small tank top, by the way. Sound quality's real good, man.
That disgusts me. I'm going to be honest with you. Just this thumbnail right here disgusts me.
Yeah, I mean, that should be the picture where you look up for douche, for sure.
Oh, absolutely, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And when is this? 2013. Disgusting.
Yep.
So, I kind of got to poop.
You kind of got to poop?
That's never happened to me before.
Do the be right back. I can't host for your poops.
I feel like you should do as much as you can and then be right back.
All right.
I'm gonna watch from the bathroom though.
Okay.
And I'm gonna judge you.
Sounds good.
Menace says he'll talk to you.
Awesome.
You got your drum videos. You know how to switch to this?
Nope.
It's the this.
Period key.
There.
Decimal point.
There. That's all you gotta do.
Sounds great.
It's easy, man. Okay, I'll be back. I'm gonna try to squirt it out real fast.
All right, you missile that shit.
Okay, I will. Like Colton.
Yeah, be bashed like 5,000 years ago. So should I switch chairs? Like, I mean, I don't understand how I'm gonna operate the computer.
Computer, if I'm gonna do it. You know what? I mean, I'm honestly not sure what to do. Well.
I'm kidding, guys. That would have been funny, though, wouldn't it have? What was my favorite song to play, Menace? They're all hardcore crap, nonsense songs. One of them was, I don't even know if I did it. The Your Mirage, I want to say. Oh, yeah, it's right there. Look at that. That's hilarious. Screen cap. There we go. Look at this. Look at this fancy intro, guys. Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. This is the only good part of the video, is this, right here. God, why is it so quiet? There you go. Less douchey, though, right? I'm pretty sure. So good. Vintage Studios. Ah, that was like 5,000th name of ever. Yes, Menace. No, I'm doing that all with one foot. I wish, but it won't. No. Yes, double kick. For sure. That's a good band on my shirt, too. I miss it. I want to do more, but then again, I don't at all, because they're really bad. I got you, guys. Yeah, double kick. That's what it is, for sure. Just pounding on those pedals. But yeah, they're super hard. I don't enjoy it. I just drum for fun and to release rage. That's the best part. Pooping bits. What the... What? I don't... Is there a way to refund? Because I don't want that. I don't want your pooping money. It came out your butt, and it's going to be poop. I don't want it. But yeah, I didn't do any covers of anything that anybody would ever know, so... Yeah, man. Word Alive's pretty snazzy for sure. None of the ones. Actually, Seth liked this one. I think he left a comment. Yeah, best drum cover yet. I love this. There he is, man. I don't know why, because it's also terrible. Yeah. Still, same day as the Miley Cyrus one, just for a fact that I wanted to look as douchey as possible for covering the Miley Cyrus song. The hat and the necklace are gone. That's literally all I had to add. It was still pretty douchey. I mean, tank top, but appreciate it. See? I'm smart sometimes. Not a lot, though. That was a fuck up. So bad, man. Breathe Carolina. Yes. They used to be good. And now they have turned into an EDM band. I
We don't need to know the stages of your poop, sir. Just squeeze it and wipe. Or don't even. Actually, wipe. I don't want to smell it. And then just get your butt out here, because I am flaming out. I don't know, man. These are terrible. Those are the old ones, too. You can see, like, three stages. I even took off the really old ones, where I'm like, oh, 14 or 15, probably, years old. And one of those was, Saints of Los Angeles by Motley Crue. That got me probably the most views of any of my videos that I have done, I'm pretty sure. Let's see here. Oh, no, that got 1,000. That's, and the Miley Cyrus one got 1,000. Look at that. Look at that. Guys, I'm actually severely impressed by that. I didn't know it had that many. Wow. Sad to be impressed about, but you know what? I will take it. Oh, no, wait. No, look. Here it is. It's right here. I don't want to thank the flaming out poop bits, Taylor. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is 15-year-old me with the Justin Bieber hair and playing along to Rock Band. Like, I learned drums by looking at the Rock Band, like, tabs that are flowing, you know? And then I learned, like, okay, green is the cymbal, red is snare. And so, yeah, that is where my eyes are focused like crazy. I'm just staring at the screen, or else I would not know this fucking song. But yeah, drums are super easy to learn from Rock Band. Guitars, not so much. What? I was talking.
I know, but I want to trigger you. Did it not work?
No, your triggers don't work, sir. Actually, I don't want to test that theory, so. Dude, you remember when I was that skinny?
You mean young?
Yeah.
You're still skinny, just
dude,
for the record.
That's 120 pounds.
Well, yeah, but it's not skinny. That's not the right word. It's not muscular. Because you are skinny now.
Like, the circle, the like, it's just like,
your,
you know,
neck's too big.
I got a huge neck, and my hair makes my head look like a circle.
Yeah, your neck's too big.
I got a big neck.
Your neck now looks pretty normal. You got big. Does your neck look big when you drum? See, it looks pretty big there.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's weird because honestly, like, I remember looking at you then and being like, he looks good, you know, not like in a, you know, like I'm going to touch a 16-year-old
yeah,
kid type of way, but
touch
like,
it though, man.
Now I look back and I'm like, wow, you look better now. Do you think 10 years from now I'm going to look back at you and be like,
what a douche?
No, I'll be like,
no, I'm going to go downhill.
Yeah, it's all downhill now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Unless you're me, because I'll look like
well,
this.
I mean, I think it's been uphill. Like, this is better than that.
You know, I was listening to Conan O'Brien's podcast a couple days ago, and he was talking to Martin Short. Mm-hmm. And they had a conversation about at what stage someone enters their coffin look. And it's what you look like when you get into a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah. Conan O'Brien, does he add his coffin look, you know? Like,
I don't think so, not yet.
Yeah.
Not him. Martin
Short. Martin Short
close.
Was. Martin Short was. But, like, I think I'm at my coffin look.
No.
You think I'm gonna do something different?
You got a lot of wrinkles to go, bro. You actually don't have wrinkles.
I'm getting gray hair. Do you know that? Are you getting gray hair too? Is that what those meant, or are you
the
Navy
your
SEAL?
Gray hairs.
Yeah, they're getting abundant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's actually sad, man.
It is.
32.
I'm gonna have salt and pepper hair, man.
It's gonna look hot. You're gonna be one of those silver foxes.
Taylor is like. If I stay fat, won't have wrinkles. Can't get wrinkles if your fat fills them out, right? Just stretch it out. Stretch out the extra skin.
I thought she meant you're in your coffin look now, because if you stay fat, you're going to die young.
Well, She's not wrong, though. She's not wrong, though.
I went with that one.
That's not incorrect either, you know? That's my secret. Stay fat, no wrinkles, you know?
But, no, that roller I'm doing is apparently supposed to help with wrinkles and to, like, elastate your skin or whatever, if that's the right word. So, like, this part of my face will look young forever, but up here, it's just gonna melt.
I'm still amazed by how much hair you have on your face compared to the last time, but I'm looking at it in the camera, and it does look scraggly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see.
Well, because, like, over here, if you're looking at it, you can see hair,
right,
like, here, but in,
like,
the camera.
Up close, it looks better.
Yeah.
Like, in person, it looks better than the HD camera.
Dude, no, I'm
makes
I'm,
it look.
I'm waiting for the day where you can look at it and be like, yeah, that's a beard, not some fucking long ass.
Yeah, you want to be a Viking, man.
Chops, man.
Yeah, want to be
dude,
a Viking.
I miss that show. We're done with it now.
Yeah, I finish. It's Always Sunny too. I don't know what to do with my life.
I know. We're
like,
back
what do
on
I watch?
How I Met Your Mother, man.
What do I watch? I'm not watching that.
Don't. It's horrible.
Yeah. I'm rewatching Curb Your Enthusiasm. Is what I've decided to start watching.
I could never get into it.
That show is so good.
No, it's that comedy is always about what all bad can happen to one dude in one episode.
Yeah.
And I hate it. Like, what was the movie?
A little bit. Not a lot.
What was the movie with...
Not a lot, but yeah, you're kind of right.
Fuck. With Jason Bateman, that one, I was about to say Statham. Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy. Like, she steals his identity or something.
The one
some
where they
shit.
Go, Identity Thief.
That one.
Yeah.
I hated that one.
Well, that one, like, ruined Melissa McCarthy's career, right?
Bad happened to Jay. Like, they were
yeah,
like,
it's unbelievable.
We can't process your credit card. I'm like, no, you fucking can, bitch. Just get, like, so many plot conveniences. Just, like, get the fuck out.
That one was unbelievable to you, but Death Race was good?
Death Race is still holds up.
Okay, all right.
Still holds
Speaking
up,
Speaking of
man.
Jason Statham.
Also, great soundtrack.
Did you see that he kicked that water bottle thing? You see that?
Yes,
that,
man. Everybody's seen the fucking water
dude,
bottle
that,
cap
that,
challenge.
That water bottle thing happened and went away in the 10 days in between our Sunday episode and today.
I still see them.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't seen
They're
them.
All over the fucking place. Also, apparently it's fake.
There's no way anyone can do it, right?
Oh, you can't.
Like, how do you not knock over the bottle?
Right. Like, John Mayer did one.
Uh-huh.
And his was real because he had somebody holding the bottle. You could see
right.
it.
Right. I think that's the thing. It's like, off camera, the bottle is held.
Yeah. But,
and that, I mean, I guess it's still impressive, but at the same time, it's less impressive.
Okay, so, honest to God, I don't know if this is, like, a replication.
Okay.
Or, I forget that one right there. Let me see. Is there a way I could share this copy link?
Yeah, that's the one I have it. That's the one I've seen.
Right.
I was going to pull it up for today's show, but I thought the meme had already died. Yeah, send it there. Yeah, this one right here.
Yeah, but it's fake.
This is fake?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's fake?
Watch it.
Okay, it's a little loud. I don't know if you noticed that. Let me turn that down there. Yeah, that's what I saw. Okay. Wait. But is this real?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe?
I don't know, man. That smile at the end kind of made it look fake, right? Dude, what do the comments say, man? How do we prove this?
Well, I read some of them, and it's like, wait, so that it's fake?
The video is real. They just fool people by showing these fake breakdown hoax. But I think the original clip should be recorded without the bottle cap, right? Nice fake original video. You can't fool
no,
pros.
The bottle that's there is only to fucking replicate.
Wait, you guys faked it? I think.
Oh,
wait. I think y'all are faking a fake. Like, how could you have gotten a collab with Jason Statham?
Because the original footage looked iffy.
Okay, so you're saying that this footage here looks fake.
That's fake.
They do show it really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, yeah, because that doesn't match. Well, that does.
Yeah, but they could have just rotoed out the background and then just made the bottle gray to match After Effects or whatever, you know?
See, I don't know. That fucking blew my mind. Like, I didn't know how to...
Like, I want to believe that this isn't possible by a human man to kick a water bottle cap off of a water bottle. But I also don't believe that it would be fake.
I've seen one where a fucking car is drifting in and the back rear tire that's drifting at the current moment spins fucking top off. Then knock it over.
It's gotta be fake.
I don't know, man.
I hate that we live in a world where nothing's real, man.
Do you think it was fake and then this was a whole like
that's what these comments are saying is that Jason Statham's was real and then that this video is fake.
What I'm saying is that the entire thing is fake.
Well, Jason Statham wasn't the first person to do it, though.
You don't think?
No, because I saw it on Reddit.
He's like hopping on because of his fucking movie coming out?
I think, well, I'm sure he's doing that, but I saw the day before on Reddit, like, some guy, some Chinese martial artist did it. Mm. And you, like, saw it on a stand, and he did it. And then the next day I saw this, and the next day I saw 40.
Fuck's happening out there?
No, they're playing Overwatch, dude. Okay. They're just out there, you know.
Jerking on.
Yeah, you know, we're out here slaving away, making money, you know.
Dick! Jerking my dick.
Is that what you used to scream?
May dick!
I don't know what's happening. Okay.
Yeah, I tried.
But either way, like, I believe Jason Statham could do this, but I also believe that it's fake.
Do you know what movies we need to go and rewatch?
Hobbs and Shaw.
No, rewatch.
Oh.
Transporters.
Oh, really?
The first and second one. Mm.
Super good? See, I'm not a really good I'm not a really big Jason Statham aficionado.
Those are the best Jason Statham.
I don't think I've ever seen a Transporter.
Those were his first movie.
I don't think I've ever seen him.
He is kick-ass martial arts man.
Is there one where he's like in a clinic and he's got like some type of disease and a blonde woman is there and he's like fighting in a clinic?
I think that's Crank.
Okay.
Crank is also good because he just fucks in public like a fucking animal.
Really?
Yeah, he's got like an artificial heart or something like that. I can't really.
Legend.
Or no, like drug. I can't remember what it is. I think the second one was an artificial heart.
I need to watch more Jason Statham.
He also
movies.
Falls out of a helicopter, you know, like a mile above a city and is like fighting.
So
this
did
guy
he do those
down.
Before Fast and Furious? When does he show up in Fast and Furious?
Like Fast 6, 7?
So he's as recent as 7. The Rock is.
Rock was before him, but yes.
Okay.
Pretty close.
But he's not Tyrese.
No.
Okay.
No.
Isn't it weird that Jason Statham, like, wasn't that famous, got into Fast and Furious, now he's got his own spinoff. Where Vin Diesel was famous, got into Fast and Furious, and now I feel like no one cares about Vin Diesel.
No, Vin Diesel's the producer now. He produces.
Well, yeah, he makes all that money, but he's not in anything else.
It's because he doesn't need to be. The man's Groot. Gets paid to say, "I am Groot," 5,000 times.
He does get paid
to say, "I am
Groot." In
multiple different languages. He gets paid millions of fucking dollars.
But remember when he was in XXX, dude? That movie ruled. I love that movie.
They came out with a new XXX.
Yeah, but they replaced him.
No, he's back in it.
No way. Is that the one where the motorcycle's on the wave?
Maybe. I don't know.
We watched
it.
We talked about that on the show.
The first one was Vin Diesel. Second one was Ice Cube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the third one's him back. That came out like a year ago or something like that.
What? Yeah. I do remember we talked about one on this show. We talked about a XXX because there was a motorcycle on a wave.
Yeah, man.
Maybe that was this one. XXX. I just Googled XXX. That's not going to end well. What am I doing? I Googled XXX movies. How am I gonna
Vin
find
Diesel.
It?
Just looking at porn over here, man. Oh my god.
By the way, can we talk about how when I Googled XXX movies, they took away the images tab? You see that?
Shit,
look at that. That's messed up, dude.
That is interesting.
Why is Google judging me? Yeah, this one right here. This one right here, dude. Look, he's riding his motorcycle.
How?
Up a tidal wave. We talked about this on the show.
Is it in the trailer?
I don't know, man. But we talked about how he was riding his motorcycle up a wave while on this show. I remember we talked about this.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I guess he's in there. The Return of Xander Cage. Yeah, okay, man. All right, you right. That's crazy to me, though.
Bring back Chronicles of Riddick, man.
Dude, they closed that trilogy, though. That's over.
Did they?
Yeah, because Pitch Black came out, and then they did... Maybe they didn't close... Was it a trilogy?
I can't remember.
Oh, my God. I feel like it was a trilogy.
What was the... What did I just say?
Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, that's right.
Are you okay?
I couldn't remember it, man.
Pitch... Yeah, Riddick. Riddick was the second one.
Oh, yeah.
Or the third?
Third one. Yeah, that was...
Wait, did they do four?
No, it's three.
Oh, my God. I'm so confused. Which was the one with
Pitch
Judy Dench?
Black, Chronicles of Riddick. And then
Riddick. Is Chronicles of Riddick the one with Judy Dench?
I can't remember Judy Dench. I have no idea. What did I just say? I couldn't remember the fucking movie. I literally just said fucking.
Yeah, because Carl Urban's in it, right?
Yeah.
Is that the second one, Chronicles of Riddick?
Yes.
Okay, so then Riddick is the most recent one.
Yeah. That's what I just fucking said, man. Can't remember what I just said? Just like I couldn't remember this movie title?
So Riddick's the second one.
No!
Are you sure?
Yes! Look at the release date, you big, gigantic goofball. Sequel!
Yeah, right here.
Sequel!
In 2013.
Sequel!
Okay, so you're right, yeah. Chronicles of Riddick was 2004, and then this one, Riddick, was 2013.
Does this have Judy Dench in it? No.
No, because she died in the other one.
In which one?
Riddick and Johns fend off a seemingly endless horde of mud demons.
Mud demons,
while running
man.
Back to the station, Riddick is severely Those wounded, and Johns demons. Take both nodes
they
and abandon
you.
Him. Riddick begins to fight a turtle battle against the advancing demons.
Did you just say turtle?
Futile battle.
Did you just... Okay, I just want to make it clear. There's no turtles. There wasn't any turtles. Okay.
The word is futile and I read turtles. Yeah, I may have misread that a little bit.
Did you say turtles?
That's my bad.
Oh my God.
Futile battle against the advancing demons whilst climbing a rock spire. Just when it seems he is about to be killed, Johns arrives in a repowered ship and shoots the creatures while Dahl descends to rescue Riddick, giving him the other ship. Johns asks Riddick where he intends to go before deciding if he is better off not knowing. Riddick praises Johns for being a better man than his son and departs into deep space. So he's still alive. He can do whatever he wants.
Those turtle battles. I don't know. Fucking God. The next one, the fourth one, Turtle Battles, all the time.
I agree with you, though. They should make another one, right? On January 29, 2014, Vin Diesel announced on his Facebook page that Universal Pictures wished to develop a fourth Riddick film, prompted by robust DVD sales. In 2016,
I didn't see that one. I didn't see Riddick.
I kind of remember it was kind of cool.
I didn't see that one. I saw Chronicles.
Pass that,
and that one was
see
a good one.
I'm sorry, man.
That was a pretty badass one.
He said, in 2016, he explained that production on Furia may begin in 2017.
Furia?
Yeah, that's where he's from, remember? Because he's a Furian.
No,
why? Why you leave? I wanted to know what was going to happen.
Sucks.
I wanted to read if there was going to be another one,
it
man.
Sucks, man. Sucks. Sucks for you. I'm trying to find this movie. Babylon AD. That was the one I was trying to think of.
Don't you ever ruin my Wikipedia search to get with Babylon AD. They missed an I in there.
Babylonian?
No.
No?
In the AD.
IAD?
Yeah, because it's AIDS.
And they would have missed an S, too.
David Twohy confirmed the new film would be rated R.
Oh, shit.
As of May 2019, there have been no further updates about the sequel.
It ain't getting made.
I don't know, dude. You're right. Vin Diesel's richer than Jesus now. I think if he's like, I'm going to make this movie, I think they'd make it.
Does he have any upcoming work?
Yeah, he's going to say, I am Groot again.
Yeah.
Upcoming movies.
What?
Bloodshot.
He's in Avatar?
It's an American superhero film directed by Dave Wilson, based on the Valiant Comics character of the same name. It's Vin Diesel. And then Fast and Furious 9, he's in. And then, yeah, 2021 Avatar 2, 2023 Avatar 3.
He's in Avatar?
He's in the Avatar movies.
Oh, my God.
So not really, I guess. He's not, I mean,
What's the cast on this? Go back up.
cast: Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana, CCH Pounder, Cliff Curtis, Britton Dalton, Kate Winslet, Giovanni Ribisi, Joel David Moore, Dilep Rao, Matt Gerald, Edie Falco, Brendan Cowell, Michelle Yeoh, Jermaine Clement, and then unknown, Sigourney Weaver, Stephen Lang, David Thewis, Una Chaplin, and Vin Diesel.
How are they going to get by with the fact that in between Avatar 1 and Avatar 2, like, all these people have aged, like, 10 years?
Dude, they're blue.
Oh, yeah, I guess he is completely blue now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, dude. Form's
dead. Yeah,
Vin Diesel doesn't age.
That's true.
Giovanni Ribisi has looked 75 for his entire acting career because he did so much cocaine, I'm fairly certain. But yeah, of course they're still making Fast and Furious movie. Taylor, they make $1 trillion every time they're released.
They do.
They make
Hobbs
so much
money.
Hobbs and
Shaw's about to break the fucking
Avatar record. Dude,
Hobbs
and Shaw
record.
Is going to be the best picture winner. You write it down, dude. I'm so excited for us to go see Hobbs and Shaw on August 9th, whenever it comes out, dude. I'm so excited. Did you get my text the other day where I said the tickets were now available for pre-order for Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah.
They're available earlier than they were for Avengers. To get, like, pre-order tickets for Hobbs and Shaw.
There's no way that many people are going to go.
There's no way, right?
No.
I, like, part of me wants to see Hobbs and Shaw because it does look stupid. Like, it looks like stupid turn-your-brain-off movie.
Dude, The Rock throws a chain onto a helicopter. His then-Samoan brother throws two more chains that connects the truck to the other truck. And then The Rock holds on to a fucking helicopter by one hand, holding on to the truck with the other.
Yeah.
That man doesn't break his fucking shoulders.
Yeah. 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 That sounds great, though.
You got to remember that Fast 8 had him grab a fucking torpedo that was shot at him, turn it around, and then throw it at another Jeep.
I mean, that sounds incredible, dude.
Did you see that?
Did that really happen?
Yeah. Who plays Drax?
Oh my god. Dave Bautista.
Yes. Did you see him when he was asked if he wanted to star in, like, Fast and Furious movies?
He said he wanted to make, like, real movies.
I would like to make good movies. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's too busy getting killed off instantly in Bond movies to become.
Hey, man, he's got a summer blockbuster coming up. That fucking Mordor or whatever.
He has to be so happy that he's in Guardians because he's in nothing else.
Yeah.
He ain't like The Rock. That's how The Rock made it from wrestling to movie star, is because he didn't say no to anything.
Mm-mm.
He's in every movie ever made that has explosions.
Mm-hmm.
And we love him for that. Okay? Dave Bautista's a hoity-toity actor. You know, and I like Dave Bautista, but he's barely in anything.
He's in this new movie coming up, man. The Mueller or the Mueller or the...
The Mueller.
The Mordor. I can't remember. With Kumail Nanjiani, if that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, is that the one where he's in the car?
Yeah, the
movie. That's a comedy.
The Stuber.
Stuber.
I was a little off on that.
That's going to be terrible, dude.
Yeah, it's not going to be great.
That's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
He's also in Avengers Endgame, Escape Plan, The Extractors. Okay, look at this cover, and you tell me he'd turn down Fast and Furious for that.
Yeah, that's kind of contradictory to when you're going to be like, I just want to do good movies, and then you do that.
Okay, this is a movie that looks like it's his thing.
That's literally the fucking Game Day with The Rock, except it's a spy.
It's an action comedy directed by Peter Segal. Follows a CIA agent, Dave Bautista, who must watch over a young girl after he is assigned to protect her family.
It's The Pacifier. It's the fucking Pacifier.
Yeah. Is there a trailer for this? It comes out in August. Do you know what month it is?
What? No, it doesn't.
It says it was pulled from their schedule in July and is expected to release in August of 2019.
What?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It says it was scheduled to be released in August 2019 but was pulled from their schedule in 2019. So now it doesn't have any release date.
Ah.
Is there a trailer? 11 hours ago, this happened. Abruptly pulled from release calendar. Dave Bautista won't have two comedies coming out within 2 months. Head of the weekend's release of buddy comedy Stuber It says it was pulled from its August 23rd release date. It's not yet set. Simply titled TBA date Q1 of 2020. No official reason was given for the move, but Deadline says it has to do with putting distance between the two films and allowing Batista time to do press for both films.
Mm. There it is, man. Let's watch it.
Okay, dude. Let's see the Pacifier 2. I'm sorry, it's called My Spy. Is it going?
It's going. I don't know why they have this intro.
Oh, I have it turned way down.
You do.
Sorry for triggering you.
Well, no. Yeah.
Okay, there's no sound at all. I must have this tab muted. There we go. One day I'm going to know how to work a computer. This is JJ.
Mission was to find out what they knew, but that's kind of difficult.
Also, another person who will not turn down anything.
Yes. But I bet more people know him than Dave Bautista.
Probably.
This is your last shot.
How's school going?
Oh my god. You have jelly all over your face.
I'm definitely posting that on Insta.
Is it too late to homeschool me?
This is the Pacifier, dude.
Are you CIA?
How'd you get in here?
Oh, okay, she has a camera. She might be streaming.
If Kim finds out we got made by a 9-year-old, my career's over.
What's the option?
Kill her. Make it look like an accident. Maybe the stairs.
What?
Wow, still recorded.
We can cut it. You like that? You like that joke, man?
Dark.
Just to be clear, this is a one-time arrangement. Never again.
Pinky promise.
So what's first? Shooting range, obstacle course, or to walk away from an explosion?
Lie detector test. I can smell a lie. Endorphins release an odor, and the ultimate tell, the slightest blink of an eye.
You mean like this?
JJ, I admire all of your tattoos.
Stop.
JJ, I believe you that you've never taken steroids.
Damn, she's good.
This is terrible. What do you see? This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
I'm watching it, man.
Are you into this, but not Hobbs and Shaw?
Dude, you know what I fucking watch? Semi watch?
What?
Wine Country.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was shit.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. You know, I'm not finishing this trailer, okay? We know what's going to happen. It's going to be explosions. It's going to be a snappy line. It's over, okay? Amy Poehler overrated.
Yeah.
She's actually not that good.
No.
She did Parks and Rec.
Which, not the best part of that show.
Right, she is not the best part of that show. Name one other thing she's done that's actually good.
I got nothing.
Like,
I hate all her movies.
I don't know how she keeps getting work,
like her
to
and
be
Tina
honest.
Fey, like, I don't know, man. I'm just, nuh-uh.
Like, I feel like she has somehow bamboozled.
Oh, go back up. Hold up.
Wait, what?
They're at the top, just with the pictures. That's easier for me to remember.
Okay.
Wine Country. Shit.
Yeah.
Mean Girls.
She's not in that, right.
Sisters, the worst movie
That's one of the
ever.
Only movies I've ever turned
I
off.
I hate that movie.
Inside Out, good. Again, not her outfit. It's an animated, don't count.
Yeah, also
Baby Mama,
face.
Not that great. Also, not also, really her movie.
Horrible. The House. The fucking worst movie I've ever seen.
She might have killed Will Ferrell's career with that one.
I think Kevin Hart did that.
Get Hart?
Yeah,
you think Get Hart did it?
Really bad.
Yeah, it could be. Blades of Glory, Deuce Bigelow. Like, this shows you. Like, they have six movies before they get into the 2000s. Because and four of those movies aren't even her outfit. Wine Country and The House are the only ones where she's really the star. Yeah. Baby Mama, I guess you could say. So three. But Sisters, I guess technically she's a star, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's four movies. Mean Girls, definitely not. And then like all these, like Shrek. Like she hasn't been in anything, though. And somehow she got her own movie on Netflix. How did that happen, man? How did that happen? It's like that. Her to me is a
budget.
This is who you know.
I could tell you that.
Oh, was it?
Oh. They had like two locations. They had the house that they rented, probably an Airbnb, and then a fucking wine venue. That's it.
I'm just telling you, I think she's way overrated, dude. Just it's based on who she knows, you know? That's all I got to say, man. Mm-hmm. Speaking of trailers, we're talking about, do you want to watch some trailers, man?
Yeah, man, let's do
it. Have you seen the Mulan trailer?
I have.
Have you?
Let's watch it again.
Okay, let's watch it again, dude. Mulan.
Cuz it does not remind me of Mulan at all. You ever want to go back and rewatch those Disney movies? News.
Absolutely.
I want to rewatch this. I want to rewatch Hercules.
Hercules is fantastic.
I can't remember anymore. I think those are the two.
Come and sit down. It is what is best for our family.
Because all I remember about Mulan is that Brianna fucking avalanche with the most epic thing I ever saw as a child.
Yeah, she shot the rocket into it. Yeah, dude.
The scale of it was huge.
See, this movie, like Loyal just said, can we stop making live-action movies? And, like, this movie to me is different than the other live-actions because this one feels like a new movie.
Yeah.
Disciplined.
I don't know. You know it's going to hit the exact same beats.
It's not. There's no songs.
What?
There's no songs in this movie.
What?
This is not a musical. See, there's the avalanche.
Well, that's stupid as shit, man. Out of all the fucking sing-alongs I want to see, this is one of them. This had some kick-ass music.
To fight.
See, I disagree with you. I mean, it did. It did have great music. Okay, I'm not going to disagree with that. But, like, I think out of all the movies that could use a straight-faced reboot, Mulan's one of the best. Because it had some badass action scenes in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
And like, you can't do a songless version of Lion King. No. But you could do a songless version of Mulan. I think it looks really good. I'm pretty hyped for it.
Yeah, no,
to be
that
honest.
Would be one I actually go and see.
Now, The Little Mermaid, okay? Like, everyone's mad because she's black, but I just wanted to bring this up because I think you called it last Sunday that they were going to remake The Little Mermaid, and I was like, that ain't going to happen, and then boom. Little Mermaid gets announced, man. You're a prophet. Prophet something else.
Bitcoin will plummet hard.
Okay, well, I was really hoping for a positive prophecy.
Nah.
But
Trump will get elected again.
I think I predicted that one, so.
The Lord Jesus will come in 2020.
God, I hope
the
so.
The revelation will come.
Take me to heaven, nope. For the love of God, okay? I can't wait to see that pale horse, dude. It's going to be the greatest, okay?
Sorry, 2021, actually.
Oh, not
the
next
Mayans
year?
The Mayans got it wrong. They
slipped their
the
digits.
Two.
They made a typo. That does make sense. Yeah. That does make sense. Britt says, how do you know it's not a sing-along? Because I've read any article about it on the internet. It's pretty well known, actually. I'm surprised you didn't know it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I
no songs
I don't
in Mulan.
Read.
Well, I thought Britt read, you know.
Yeah.
Mulan live action music. Mulan's remake won't be a musical. Where is Mushu with five other questions? The outrage over the Mulan movie. Did live action Mulan remove songs? No less music, more action. Won't remake, won't be a musical. There isn't any singing in the trailer. So. But yeah, but I'm okay with that, to be honest. And you know, Loyal said, again, she said, "This can we stop making live-action remakes?" I think the reason they're making all these live-action remakes is because they want them all to be on the homepage of Disney Plus. I think that they wouldn't have done Dumbo, Lion King, Aladdin, all in 1 year, months apart, if when you pulled up Disney Plus, boom, there they are right there ready to stream. You know, because Beauty and the Beast, they got Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Dumbo, Lion King, and then Mulan comes out in like March, and Jungle Book. They got all these movies that like this time next year will just be available to stream, in addition to all the animated versions. Like Disney Plus, I think, is just they're just ready to plow all the other streaming services, and I think that's their idea, right?
Isn't Apple doing something?
Yeah, well, they have Apple TV Plus.
All I've seen is that Apple's going to kill Netflix. I've seen
there's
multiple
no
articles
chance. It's
saying
too
that.
Hard to watch.
Really?
You can't just go and watch Apple TV.
Why not?
How do you do it?
You have an Apple TV.
Yeah, who has that?
Me.
Well, I do too, but I'm not watching it. You know what's nice about Netflix? I have a big button on my remote that says Netflix, and you push it, and here it is in 4K. You know, even like if I wanted to boot up my PlayStation, I could watch Netflix, or I could watch Prime, or I could watch Twitch. Where's Apple TV Plus on there, man?
Maybe.
How am I supposed to watch that stuff? I can't
maybe,
watch it.
Maybe, man.
If they do that, then maybe I'd watch it, but there's no way. I mean, if anyone could, Apple could. They got a truckloads of money.
Yeah.
They got so much money, dude.
Dude, fucking Johnny Ives.
Yeah, he quit, dude.
Do you know anything more about that?
Well, he quit and he founded his own agency, and Apple's one of their clients. How does that work?
Do you think they like tried to renegotiate his contract and they won?
No, because the way that Steve Jobs set it up is he ran his own division and he didn't report to anybody.
Hmm. Maybe they had some restructuring.
Can you do that?
Jobs is dead, bro. They can do whatever
they can. His ghost will come back, dude. If anyone is stubborn enough to come back from the dead to be angry, I think it's Steve Jobs.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I don't know, man. I think that they're moving off hardware. I think that's the big deal. I think they're moving off hardware, and they're going to software, and Johnny Ive doesn't need to be, you know, designing, ooh, we're going to make this watch, but it's going to be curved a little bit more this time. Like, I think they realize they don't need to pay him $20 million a year to curve some metal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah? Hmm.
Interesting. We gonna talk about my KC trip at all? Ever?
We also got 4th of July to talk about, man. We're not done with trailers. You wanna watch some more trailers?
Yeah, what's next?
I mean, there's this one called Knives Out that's supposed to be really good. You wanna watch this one?
Sure.
Got Daniel Craig and Chris Evans in it. That's Captain America, dude.
Yeah,
he's got America's
Cap
ass,
Mare.
Okay? You wanna watch
Cap
that?
Mare, man.
I haven't seen this. Have you seen it?
Cap Mare, no, I have not.
It's a miracle.
I'm Detective Lieutenant Elliot, and this is Trooper Wagner. We just wanna ask a few questions.
We also like Michael Shannon.
We understand the night of his demise. The family have gathered to celebrate your father's 85th birthday.
When you need an old man, you call him, right?
How was it, by the way?
The party? Pre-my dad's death?
Oh, I have seen this. I just haven't seen it with audio. That's why I remember it. I am watching this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to...
Ryan Johnson,
you
bro.
All stay until the investigation is completed.
Actually, I might. Like, Ryan Johnson's not bad. He just fucked Star Wars.
No, it hasn't changed.
Like, this is his own shit.
This looks good, though, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bam, walls. Killed. Is that what you're suggesting?
He just tried to do some weird shit with Star Wars and people aren't having it. I just did.
You all love twisting the knife into one another.
Up your ass.
Oh, very nice.
Matter of fact, eat shit. How's that? Eat shit. Eat shit. Eat shit.
Smug smile.
Definitely eat shit.
This looks great, man.
You know something. Spill it.
I suspect foul play. And I have eliminated no suspects. I'm gonna
live. Got Michael Shannon, man.
Dude, Michael Shannon's the best, dude.
It's a twisted web. We are not finished untangling it, not yet.
What is this?
CSI KFC?
That was a good zinger, dude. Come on, that was a good one. I'll watch that. I don't know, dude. That looks to me that's an Oscar contender, right?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think so?
No way.
You don't think so? Why not?
That's gonna be too funny.
That's what I was wondering, is the tone of it too funny? But mm-hmm. I think it's supposed to be an Oscar contender.
No way.
Thanksgiving release with that cast?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, is that Daniel Craig? Yes, that is the man himself, Daniel Craig, dude. I'm excited about it. I like Daniel Craig. What are your opinions on Daniel Craig?
Even when he's doing fucking Colonel Sanders impression?
You mean in that movie? Or yeah, he looked good, yeah. I like Daniel Craig.
Sure.
Do you not like Daniel Craig?
Yeah, no, he's great, man.
See, you're saying he's great, but you're doing that thing where you don't mean it. But I can't really tell.
Fantastic. He starred in this one movie. Uh-huh. I remember it for the rest of my life. Best movie ever, Golden Compass.
He's also in Lara Croft Tomb Raider before he was famous. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Loyal put a picture of Chris Evans in Not Another Teen Movie. He would play a douche in so many movies.
Yeah.
That's disturbing. Well.
How do you like this whole new image...
I don't like
thing.
It. This is the
I
first time
either.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. It's the worst.
Because I can't just click where I was at, you know? Yeah, like, I lose my
stupid.
Place.
Stupid. Why would they do that to
it's
me?
It's real dumb.
Why would they do that to me, man? Okay, here, let's... While we're on movies, just go through these. We can talk about your KC trip, man, okay? AMC's website now shows you what trailers played before the movie. You like that or not?
I don't care.
Like, you never been to a movie and, like, watched a trailer and been like, that movie looks good, and then you got home and you're like, I don't remember what the movie is?
No. Because I'll see it when it comes out.
Well, I thought it was cool.
Too spoiled, man. People are too spoiled.
Too spoiled?
Yeah. Just, like, either have the memory to remember what the fuck it was, or just wait until it comes out.
Wow. My chat, by the way, my chat, I say, what do you mean a lot? And my chat just points it out now, and they ruin it for me, because now when I say it...
What do you mean?
Like, I'm halfway through, what do you mean, when I say it, and then I'm like, I'm saying it, and it's ruining my flow. What's happening? What, is that something I do, too? Or is that something you do?
No, never mind. Brent will get it. You won't. It's fine.
No, what's happening? What's but-um?
Minnis got it.
Robin Scherbatsky? Who the frick is that?
I love this.
Is this a Brooklyn Nine-Nine thing?
Yep.
Yep. Is it from How I Met Your Mother?
Maybe.
It is, isn't it? Is Robin's name Robin Scherbatsky?
Scherbatsky, yes.
Terry loves yogurt? I thought you said that show sucked, dude.
Which one?
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, it does. But Terry Loves Yogurt, that's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right. Okay. All right, man. Okay, what about this one, dude? Regal Cinema is going to start doing a movie pass.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see $18 a month, $21 a month, $24 a month, and depending on how much more you pay, you get more access to more Regal theaters. So, like, the bigger the city you live in, the more you're going to have to pay. So, like, if you buy the cheapest one, you're going to get crap theaters around the country. Like the ones in like El Paso, you know? And if you pay the biggest one, you can go see it in New York or wherever it is. Mm. But it's unlimited movies, totally free. If you pay the monthly fee.
I don't care. You're not buying it. I don't go see enough movies.
You just literally said the reason you didn't care about the trailers is because you go watch the movie.
You know what movies I've seen this year?
Which ones, man? Let me know.
Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
We need to talk about that, too! Chat, who is anyone in chat not seen Spider-Man yet? Loyal Menace? Taylor, she's not here anymore probably, but anyone else not seen it? Would you guys hurry it up?
Yeah, Menace, what the fuck, man? It's been out for like a week.
Spider-Man dies! He's hit by a truck!
The Spider-Man 3 rumors were just a hoax.
Driven by Bob Saget.
Hmm. How I Met Your Mother on your mind?
Bob Saget and How I Met Your Mother?
He's the voice.
Of who?
Ted. Old Ted. That's Bob Saget.
I thought that show ended with Ted being old.
It did.
And he's not Bob Saget?
He's not Bob Saget.
That doesn't make any sense at all!
It really doesn't, but yeah, no, Bob Saget's the voice of that entire show.
Ted Schmoesby.
Schmoesby! Punchy!
Ow, 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 man. What the heck, dude?
It's the show, bro.
That's violence. Well, he's going to have to make a sign again, okay? All right? All right, that's all I care about. All right, talk about KC, man. First of all, let me say this. I didn't even know he went to Kansas City. The only reason I even knew that I was probably going to get a text from him on Saturday is because Britt told Chris at their Sunday swim that they were going to Kansas City. My co-host didn't tell me at all that he was going out of town last weekend.
I plan to be back on Sunday.
Yeah, but you don't even tell me you're going anywhere.
Well, last time we had a show, you were like, we're not doing a show on the 4th of July. I'm like, oh, perfect. I'll be gone anyways. So
I don't think you told me that.
Oh, I didn't, but I heard you say that, and I'm like, oh, cool.
So you're just like, I don't even need to tell him?
No, I don't even need to bring it up. No.
You know, it's not even like I'm your coworker or your boss. I'm just your friend. I like to know what's happening in your life.
I was planning on telling you about it on the show.
I mean, I did do that for my wedding, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, now we're even.
Okay.
So you weren't there on the 4th at all?
We went there on the 4th.
You went to Kansas City on the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom on the 4th of July, because we did, I don't know if you saw it, but we did this massive fireworks display. We had 144 mortars at me, Luke, and Daniel shop. I don't know if you saw pictures on Twitter, twitter.com/zswigshigh. But we were there, and my mom turns to Chris and goes, what did Colby and Britt doing today? we don't know because, you know, best friend, 12 years, doesn't talk to me about anything.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, well, you know, you can invite them over sometime if you want. So you're perpetually invited to our 4th of July if you ever want to come over. But you don't.
How many mortars did you say?
144. I mean, that will get me
there. Like, you, not so much, but the, the mortars.
Did you not, did you really not see my picture?
No.
Look at these pictures. I tweet a lot, so
lots of memes, bro. Scroll, shit.
Look at this.
Wow.
This is what we shot off.
That's a lot.
And we shot off all six of those boxes. 24 in each, six of them.
Yeah, no, I saw no fireworks.
So yeah, we shot all those off. Well, that does include the fireworks. Like, that's just what me, Luke, and Daniel do every year. We shoot off like 140 fireworks. That's just what we do.
Uh-huh.
But they also have bottle rockets and Roman candles, and my uncle stops in Missouri on his way down here, and he buys illegal things that we're not allowed to have, like big fountains and things like that, and we shoot all those off, too.
Yeah.
No, they had this year. They had hand grenades that literally had a string on it, and you pulled the string, and then they crackled out the top.
Sounds fun.
Doesn't sound safe, right?
I don't know. Last 4th of July, we were at Britt's mom's house, and Britt almost blew her fucking hand off with a black cat, so
okay.
I think I'll do without any hand.
So maybe we'll invite Britt then, is what
fireworks.
You're saying.
Yeah.
Because
she'll hold a fucking mortar in her goddamn hand.
Well, don't do that, Britt. That's not smart.
Okay, so yeah, we go up to Kansas City Thursday.
Why?
It's been a second since we've had a vacation. Her boss.
He just went for fun?
Yeah. Her boss has a 20th story, two bedroom apartment smack dab in downtown Kansas City.
You banged in her boss's bed?
No. Nope. I think it was out of respect, but yeah, no. Anywho, so literally, power and light is just like across the street from the apartment complex.
Does she work for Bill Gates?
Yeah. Like, basically.
For the record, chat, I don't know what she does for a living, because Colby doesn't tell me when he's going out of town. You think he's going to tell me what his girlfriend does for a living?
She's an office administrator for a financial firm.
Is that like when Menace says he's a Manhattan accountant from Manhattan?
Yeah, she sits at a desk and, you know, operates the calendar. And
Are you at all worried that she's, you know, huh?
No.
Are you sure?
I mean, no.
Are you sure, man? Because he let you use her 20th floor
cool,
Kansas
man,
City
just
apartment.
As long as I can use that apartment.
Okay.
Please.
I mean, I'm fine with it, too. Like, for the record, if we got better, I told Chad I'd sell Chris's bathwater if they wanted to buy it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay? It's, you know, about this is, you know, it might be a little bit
so,
of
so, yeah, the apartment is a 20th floor. Two bedroom, like ceiling to floor windows, fucking nice, nice ass apartment. Now he was there.
Oh,
he's a cool dude. Very, very cool.
Wait, like how much was he there?
Like he stayed. His girlfriend lives in the apartment.
So you stayed with her boss.
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Two bedroom apartment. They were in one. We were in the other.
So you were both doing that.
Yep.
It's very hard for me to have this conversation because I want details, but I don't want Colby to dox himself. But it's just he's. This is how Ozark started, dude. Like, what are you?
I wish. I fucking wish.
Like, she's a secretary.
Dude, I think I spent.
Why does she get to go to his apartment in Kansas City?
Because reasons that I'll tell you probably off air, but it's not that, damn it.
Okay, moving on. Yes, okay. So you're there. You're having fun in Kansas City. Power
Best part
and
light. Of the
okay,
trip
yeah.
was that apartment. Oh my god, it was gorgeous.
Must be nice to be rich, huh?
Dude.
Yeah.
They had a fourth floor rooftop pool with a swim up bar. It was real hard coming back, let me tell you. It was really hard.
No, I bet, dude.
So first night, we go out, we go down to Power and Light. Have you ever been to Power and Light?
I don't think so.
It's like an open top. They have like a canopy, but the air, it's not fully closed
in. I definitely haven't
in.
Been there, yeah.
It's a mall of bars.
Okay. It's like Aggieville on steroids.
Yeah, it's like two stories.
Okay.
And just like a U-shape of just bars.
Okay.
And so we were there that night, smoked a cigar while drinking a beer. Grade A shit. Friday, we went shopping.
Oh,
we went
God,
to Legends, dude. Because we're basic.
No, dude, that's where
it's
basic. I was about to say that's where I go, but I'm basic, so.
It's basic.
I mean, I couldn't afford to go.
We saw the Spider-Man at the IMAX there in Legends.
Okay.
I bought these shoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you wear your counterfeit Nike shirt?
I didn't. I did not. I thought about it. I was like, no.
I've been like, yeah, these shoes are real. These shoes are real Nike. Don't even have to get out my Sharpie on my Teds.
Yep.
I don't know what they sell at Walmart. My and ones.
Your Teds?
Put that swoosh on my and ones.
Ted Schmosby's?
Keds. K-E-D.
Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, get your shoes right.
So, yeah, Friday was shopping, and I can't remember. It's hard. There was a lot of booze.
Well, you text me if Saturday at like 5.
About what?
About canceling Sunday's show.
Oh, right, Barbara.
I remember because I had just gotten done on my show giving a big speech about how Seth and Colby was back and we're going to take any breaks anymore and everyone should follow now and tune in. And then I get off air and 20 minutes later, like, hey, can we cancel the show tomorrow?
Ah, that's what happened.
You had to put Power Light alone on Friday?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said?
No.
Oh.
We went with her boss, girlfriend, and his friend that he had up who was staying in a hotel.
You feel any pressure when you're with her boss?
To what?
To, like, not be Colby?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I don't care what he thinks.
I mean, you should care a little bit, right?
Nah. Bridget's just going to be like, that's just him. And then hands washed. I mean, I was less like, fuck yeah, man, let's fucking go. I was pretty drunk, though. I did get pretty drunk.
Okay. Okay, it's nice dinner.
Thursday night, very drunk.
On Saturday. And then pool on Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday was pool day. All of these days we slept until like noon.
How'd her boss look? Shirtless.
He's skinny-ish, but he's got, like, the dad bod, for
okay.
sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not, like, huge.
Okay.
No. But
hey, acid. What's
up, acid? How you doing? Ignore this fat Jew.
Like, I'm here, too.
No, you're not. Mine? Thank you. I was having a bad day, hair day earlier, but then I took a shower, and then that's good.
Oh, you know what I did? That now I forgot why acid might be mad at me, actually.
Oh, yeah?
So today I controlled the outlet of fake news by creating fake news.
Okay.
So acid, you know we do the Wiggies contest every day?
Yeah.
And today it was how many hamburgers I ate in the video game I'm playing. And acid picked 14. We were at 13. And she has been bullying me all day. And so I rigged the contest for the first time ever in the history of the Wiggies and made it. So it was 17, and El Papa La Papa would win because he hadn't won before. Also, apologize to Taylor, who's not here, because I just leapfrogged over her victory as well in the way to do it. And then Acid went into the chat and said, at Birdlaw, can I tell you about a rigging? And then I immediately deleted her message. And then she said, are you deleting my messages? And then I just deleted that message, too. And so there was like, I got rid of her ability to have free speech, and I felt like a dictator, dude.
Yeah, that sounds like it. This is what I dealt with.
It was surprisingly easy, dude.
10 years. 11 years.
What do you mean?
12 years.
I said it again. I hate it. I hate that every time I say it, someone I think about that now.
What?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I hate it,
dude. I dealt with your fucking rigging ass being like, oh, no, that didn't happen. There's no proof. I didn't say that.
What
blah,
do you
blah,
mean,
blah, blah,
dude?
Blah.
I never knew that.
What do you mean?
I hate everybody. All right, this show's over. Okay, it's over. But yeah, see, man. What do you mean? I never rigged it.
Oh.
What do you?
You can't help it.
No, but really, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know.
Give me an example.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. There's no proof.
I've said a lot of shit, and you're like, nah, that didn't happen.
Like what?
I can't name a certain time. It's happened several times.
It sounds like fake news.
Mm-hmm.
You got a great butt, man.
Anyways, pool on Saturday.
Yeah.
Went to a fucking... Let's see. We went to dinner. Okay, at the pool, I'm pretty sure I had like 6 or 7 mojitos.
Aren't you supposed to be saving money?
No.
Oh, I thought you told me you were trying to save money.
No, I got a new job. I'm rich. Plus, Britt moved in. That halved my bills. Anywho, I'm pretty sure I spent like $600 or $700 though this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, but that would be like 2 nights at a hotel of the same caliber as the place we stayed. But
sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had 7 mojitos. Okay. Maybe 8. I don't remember. But and then we went to dinner at this fancy ass restaurant. I got fucking 14-ounce ribeye. It was great. Yeah. I had 2 dirty martinis there. Then we go to this.
You think you're James Bond this whole weekend, don't you?
This weekend, I was.
Yeah, that's what I feel like you did. Yeah.
We go to this bar.
The guy's measured for my suit.
Which they said was like Vegas themed.
Uh-huh.
But it was just like, it was just a bar with loud ass music.
Okay.
And so they don't even serve Miller at this bar.
What?
I had to get a Stella Artois.
Oh my.
That shit was terrible. It made me vomit. We were leaving in
did
the
they,
middle
did they
of leaving.
Slice the foam off with a knife?
No.
Dude? Well, then that's... You should have demanded a refund!
I went to the bathroom, like, as we're walking out. I'm like, nope, this is happening. I went to the bathroom. I stood over the toilet. I'm like, blah! Nothing came out. Spit a little bit. I'm like, I'm good. Left. Then we go to this, like, other bar that had a rooftop patio.
Dude.
Sat by a fireplace for fucking couple hours. Drank more beer. They had Miller there, so I was happy. And then, yeah, Sunday, we just got up, went to the pool again, ate Waffle House, and left.
Ate Waffle House?
So Britt's on this kick. Okay, so she doesn't eat sausage. What? She doesn't eat pork or beef.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not a kick. It's been like that the entirety of the time I've known her.
So
something we share in common, by the way, even though Colby literally lives off beef.
But if you were to get an order of biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Would you eat the gravy that's on it because there's sausage in it?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Because in the circumstance that I would order that, I would eat it.
Uh-huh.
It would have to be like a special occasion.
So her thing is that no place serves sausage-less gravy. It's just cream gravy.
That's
true. There's 2 places here in town that does it, and those are 2 places we frequent a lot. It's IHOP and Riverside
Cafe?
That one, yes.
They serve gravy with no sausage?
Sometimes. We went there once and they didn't have it and she threw a... She just fucking...
Well, yeah, who orders that? That's un-American.
To her, it's like, I mean, vegetarians and vegans wouldn't order it.
They don't live in Kansas!
That's true.
It's like the gays and the blacks.
Well,
you're not allowed here.
It's either gravy with sausage or it's mushroom gravy. That's what we've seen in a lot of places.
Okay, mushroom
like
gravy,
Cater, like in Colorado, a lot of them had it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's not the same at all.
No.
Tastes like
Wichita's
shit.
Not very vegan friendly.
No. So, we go to Waffle House because she's like, they have it. They have the sausage gravy. We go there. She asks for it. They don't have it. She just fucking like...
I would just get something else.
She did.
Okay.
We didn't leave. But yeah.
Has Britt ever had her blood pressure checked?
She's gonna need to.
Because she reminds me of me at like 25,
yeah,
and that's not healthy. You remember when I literally about popped a blood vessel because a car in front of me was driving too slow?
Yes.
That's like just Britt things now. Like, she needs to mellow out. It's better if she mellowed out now than when she hits 32 and it's already too late because her heart's already pumped enough for 40 years in her 20 years of life.
Yeah, dude. I blame sports. I blame it all on sports.
I mean, yeah, but I feel
I mean,
like
I get mad. My blood.
Yeah, but I feel like that should be an outlet
it. For her. No.
Like, you should get mad at sports, and then the rest of the time is be like, oh, they have sausage-less gravy, they don't have it, oh, that's okay, at least I'm not watching the Red Sox lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know?
I think that's a football team.
I know I said that to trigger her to prove my point about the rage, Colby, okay? Because I know that she's typing a chat right now, and now that she said it, she's like, oh, backspace, I ain't giving him the satisfaction, which now makes her even more mad that I'm even bringing that up. And the only reason I know it makes her mad is because it would make me mad. I'm getting mad talking about it, and I'm not even mad about it. I'm mad at myself? I don't even know in this situation who I'm mad at. Earth. How dare you, Earth, exist?
Yeah, so, man, fun weekend, though. Aggieville. Power and Light.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's smaller than I thought. I thought it was like Aggieville, you know, pass. Like a couple blocks, you know, of just bar after bar after bar, but no.
Pass. Too many people, dude.
No.
I don't want to see that many people.
No, not on the nights we went.
I wonder
really.
If it's because it was a holiday weekend. I wonder if a lot of people were out
probably,
of town and
yes.
stuff. Yeah.
Well, you should have. Okay, no. I have a picture of Power and Light when they were watching the World Cup, because that happened Sunday when we were there.
Oh, the Women's World Cup. Yeah.
Can you see that amount of people?
Yeah. Kansas City's big soccer town, though.
Yeah, dude. That thing's packed.
Yeah.
There's no room. That was interesting.
Yeah, it's okay. That's some Thursday coming up right there.
Got some what?
Some Thursday.
Thursday?
It's your Thursday in your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just...
How's the apartment?
That looks nice. I don't know, man. Being poor has changed me.
Why?
I look at it, I'm just like...
Oh,
it's not worth it.
It's super nice, but no, it's not worth the amount
of money. It's not worth it, you know?
It was a $3,000 a month apartment.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay that ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would have
I'd
to be...
I'd pay it if I was making $200,000 a year.
Right.
But...
I think that's what I was about to say. Like, the amount of money I would have to make in order for me to think that that's not a lot of money would have to be astronomical.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so maybe we didn't venture out into the three
Power and Light is a
three-block
by three-block square.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not that big. That's not a square mile. That's not that big.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's still, it would be, I mean, that's where Cameron and Brian, they go there all the time. They go Power
if
Light.
If I could see Nick Georges in New York.
Yeah, did you know he did what you did? That's the difference. Like, see, I look at you and I go, wow, I wish I could afford to just go on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at Nick George, that's the financial separation between that guy and you. Because he literally did what you did. He's like, 4th of July weekend, I haven't been anywhere in a while, I'm going to go stay at the Ritz-Carlton. In New York City. No, he stayed at the Waldorf Astoria. Sorry, the Waldorf Astoria is where he stayed. He stayed at the Waldorf Astoria, and he just tourist for 4 days and then flew back.
Yeah.
And he did it on a whim. He bought a plane ticket to New York City on a whim, got a room at the Waldorf Astoria on a whim, and just hung out in New York City.
Dude, he went
and
everywhere.
Then flew back home.
I looked at all his pictures. He literally went everywhere.
Yeah, he went by himself. That's all he had to do is just whatever I want to do, man.
Dude, the man could basically be a fucking model now, so
yes,
why not?
It's disgusting.
It really is.
I hate him.
I don't know where that chiseled jaw
dude,
came from.
Dude, success,
but
man. Fuck. It's just success changes a
that
man.
Dude is just
what's
skinny.
Up, ballin' hobo? How you doing, Tattoo? Good to see you as well. Hope you guys are doing well. It's good to see you both.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, man. That jealousy you feel towards him is how I feel about you.
Yeah.
And then that jealousy he feels like probably towards like Elon Musk or something. I assume he's the only person richer than him.
I think it happened, I don't know when it happened, probably like 21, 22 or something like that.
What?
No, I think it was
for
later.
You? Are you talking
like
about?
23, 24, I probably kind of took the switch of, I don't want things, I want to go and do stuff.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're really rich, you get both.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I get some
yeah.
stuff.
Well, I mean, think about it this way, man. Your vacation, okay, was that guy's life.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, a Tattoo, it's a dead channel, okay? All right? Also, I had to poop earlier, and Colby was hosting this show by himself, and so I gave some bits to make him feel better, you know?
It went all right.
It did. It went well, I think.
I'm not going to say it went well.
I think it went well.
No, I'm just going to say
we're still right here. It went well. Okay?
Yeah.
Is that it?
No. His girlfriend.
I like how that was how I was going to end the show, by the way. Is that it?
His boss, or Britt's boss's girlfriend, lives in Kansas City.
Okay.
He lives here. They both travel back and forth from time to time.
Okay, they don't do it by plane. Like peasants.
Mm-hmm. So she's going to be down, I think, this weekend. And she was like, is there any pools in Wichita to go to? And I'm like, no.
No, there are. If you're rich, no. There's pools.
Where?
I don't know. We're not rich.
Exactly.
But I guarantee you the Coke people go to, their family goes to nice pools.
No, they have their own pool at their house.
Well.
Yeah. But there's
got to be a nice pool.
No.
I'm going to Google Wichita private pools. Twin River Club, dude. That sounds fancy. What about that, man? Twin River Club. Let's check it out. You ever heard of it?
I mean, it looks upper northeast side. So
yeah, that makes sense. Right, look at this. Look at this, man. This is it right here.
That's horrible.
Okay, there's children.
Yep, that's a bad thing.
Yep, let's leave this.
That's a bad
we
sign.
Don't like children.
The back button, maybe?
Did it literally leave? It doesn't open in a new tab? What is Google? What is this? Let's do, like, fancy Wichita private pools. Ultra-modern pool and patio is the number one thing that came up, which is a store that sells jacuzzis, so.
Yeah, man, there's none.
The only nice pools are at country clubs? Well, they could go to those, right?
You have to have a membership. I don't know if that you can rent, like, a day pass.
I'm sure you could if you have enough money, right?
Probably. Well, anywho, Britt offered for her to come to our apartment pool. And she was like,
why would you do that?
Don't expect this at all. Don't expect anything like that fourth-story floor pool. Nothing like that. Expect the most ghetto thing you could fucking imagine. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
It's like me offering to Uber someone in a Honda Civic. You know, it's like, why would you...
Brand new Honda Civics are super nice, man.
I don't mean those. I mean a 1997.
Dude, they got like they got like a spare tire on it. Cameras for when you turn on the blinker, a camera pulls up showing you like what's next to you. Yeah, I was in Vegas with my parents last year. This dude who was a Lyft driver, he had the fucking brand new Honda Civic. It had a camera on the fucking left hand mirror, had a camera in the door of the right side. Every time he flipped his blinker on, it would show him the camera view of his blind spot. And I was like, that's unnecessary.
But I want it, though.
I want it!
Yeah.
I really want it. I want cameras everywhere. Show me everything that's yeah. around my car.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Like, why doesn't the 360 cameras exist, you know? Like, why don't those pull
probably
up
because peasants,
when you switch a
probably
blinker?
Probably because, like, the normal people couldn't understand it, you know?
I don't know.
They'd be like, where is this car in the 360 dome? You know?
It's literally the one complaint I have about my new car is it doesn't have the 360.
Well, no cars backup. Do it?
Yeah, they do.
They have a 360 view camera?
Mm-hmm. They have a camera on the two sides, the back and the front, and then they mesh it all together in like a bird's eye view where it just pastes an image of the top of your car in the middle, but then shows you live feeds of the sides and the fronts. The front
dude,
and back.
Yeah, your car's crap, dude. Take it back.
My boss's truck has it. It's
of course.
A 2015. And then the Nissan Murano we took to Denver had it. It was super nice. The Jeep
wow.
didn't have it?
The Jeep did not have 360 cameras. Hmm. No, it did not.
Interesting.
It did not. At least, I don't think it did. It definitely didn't do anything. The only one
it
I backed up.
It would pull up if you were trying to reverse, yeah.
Well, I reversed, but it only had backup cam. I mean, it was a huge fisheye lens. Like, it showed part
right.
of the back, but it didn't show the front at all.
Yeah, no. The Nissan Murano we took had the backup camera here on the screen, and then the 360 right next to it.
Yeah, so no 360.
You can, like, see it if you're trying to parallel park. It's real nice to see the curb.
Well, Nick George's car parked itself.
Yeah, fuck that guy. It probably has it.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Rich people, bro. I gotta pee.
And you just want to end the show?
No!
Okay.
We got 15 and an hour left.
I mean, do we?
Yeah.
We don't have anything else to talk about. He's gonna come back, and he's gonna be struggling for things to say. Okay? What's he gonna say? But anyway, hey guys, it's good to see you. Hope you all are having a good evening. Okay, we're doing an extra long show today. No Colby Plays Games, okay? Because we wanted to talk longer and because I forgot to do the poll. But generally, if you would tune in this time on a Thursday, Colby would be playing a game right now that would make him rage, okay? And that's the whole deal. Britt just says end of the show. Why? You want him home? Everything will go okay at your work function? You ready to watch How I Met Your Mother? Live your charmed life? I really want a Tesla, but I can't afford it.
You end the show?
Britt told us to end the show.
Oh, why?
Yeah, Tesla has a great... I saw a ton of Teslas when I was on my honeymoon. A ton. A ton of them. And I'm like, in the mountains, really?
You know, electric cars produce more ozone damaging chemicals than new age gas power cars do.
The car itself?
No. The charging of the car. Because that charge comes from your house, which comes from a coal plant that's burning coal.
Mine doesn't.
What?
My entire home is wind powered.
Well, yeah, for apartments, it's pretty fucking simple because Westar's a dick. Also, we live in Kansas.
No, I had to opt in.
It's crazy.
I had to opt in.
And we have so much fucking space. It's like, why not make a goddamn thing? Also, they have these new things. Instead of a wind turbine with a windmill, it's like a vibrating pole.
Okay.
And the vibrations of the pole by the wind create energy and shit.
So if I go look that up on Snopes, you think it'll say it's true or false?
What?
That thing you just said about.
It's in development. I don't think it's out, like.
No. I mean about the electric cars being worse for the environment.
I did watch it on Glenn Beck. So,
yeah, there's 100%. Yeah.
But the article that he was reading on the show was from Politico.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I do.
The car itself doesn't. Yes. The car itself does not. But, you know, like compared to like.
There's no way electricity is worse for the environment than coal.
Yes, because the electricity comes from somewhere. Which, in most areas of the country, are powered by coal or natural gas.
Well, right, but I think everyone would say, hey, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yes, but, I mean, regardless, your electric car isn't really helping at the current moment. You need to focus
on
the bigger problem.
Neither is your gas-powered car.
I mean, it's 1%. Never mind. I don't even want to get into it. Spider-Man!
But that argument's what people that don't like climate change use to, like, distract from the fact that climate change is real. It's like, your electric car's bad from the environment because electricity's bad for the environment.
At the current moment, it is not better than a gas-powered vehicle
But the problem isn't the car.
Right. That's a great point. It's the coal power plant.
Yes, that's the actual problem.
I mean, really, I don't know why. What's your opinion on nuclear?
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, after watching Chernobyl, I'm kind of like, well...
Fuck it. We fixed that.
Yeah. I mean, if that was, like, as bad as it can get, and a bunch of Russians died, but we didn't, so, you know...
We're fine.
I mean, the Fukushima one happened, you know, it was fine, right? Coal is totally, nuclear is totally clean. It's 100% clean energy.
Yep.
I think we should have more of it.
Agreed. Put one in my backyard, I don't give a
shit. Dude, put one in here. I will live in a nuclear reactor.
If it gives you AC.
I wouldn't even, because I wouldn't have to pay for heat during the winter.
There you go.
My skin would be all boiling.
I don't think that's not, Spider-Man!
The old battery we guess replaced bad for you. What happens to the old battery? Well, if you throw it in a ditch, it's bad for the environment. You're supposed to recycle them. You can take them to Best Buy. Like, my barrier is, like, if I can do it in Kansas, they can do it in the where I can't even buy a Tesla, by the way, because they don't sell them here. I would have to special order it. If I could do it here, you could do it in California where you can buy a
Tesla. Dude, I saw a fucking charging station, though.
They do have them.
I can't remember where, but I saw it.
Yeah, they have them occasionally. I need your help. I need to know if I'm being reasonable for judging a guy who slid in my DMs who does not know what full transparency means. Okay, I need more context than that. I don't know what that means. Like, full transparency. Like, does he want to see full transparent through your clothes? Like, what does that mean?
Full transparency. I feel like that means that she's, like, giving him the honest truth. That's what I take it as, right?
Is it?
She said, "LOL, no" to you. Did you, what? To
she's
me?
She's saying
Tim.
No. She's saying
what?
Me.
yeah.
to see through his clothes.
He
doesn't know, like, if
you
you're
saying... Did you mean, like, you were going to be brutally honest? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like, you expect him to be fully transparent with you? Like, doesn't fully transparent generally just mean 100% honest?
Yeah. That's what I take it as.
Try keep it 100. That
you
might work.
Keep it 100?
You got to keep it 100. You know?
I only had 3 beers.
Dude, you better start chugging.
What the fuck?
All right, hold on. Let me look at this.
Yeah. And honestly.
Yeah, no, it's fine to judge that, man. Yeah. I mean.
That's an idiot.
It is. It's probably not fair to judge his entire. Well, do you know him?
If the dick works.
Well, here's what I would say.
But.
If you don't know the man, sliding in your DMs is strike one. Right?
No.
Like, just an unsolicited, hey, what's up?
No.
If you don't know him?
Dude, that's modern day, man. You haven't had to do that. You would do that today if you were single.
I absolutely would not.
Absolutely
I'm nervous
would.
When I text you.
No.
I'm scared every time. I'm like, hey, man, you worked on those emotes at all? Because I know it's like...
Well, yeah. Don't get at me about my shit that I have to do, that I don't want to do, that I did, but I don't want to. I still have
more. Yeah, that I said you didn't have to do, and then you said, I'm going to do it, and then you didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very complicated sense, but I think
that
all makes sense.
You're a passionate speaker, bitch. You can't get at me for the things you say.
What do you mean,
you
dude?
You manipulator. What do you mean?
I Barack Obama'd you into doing work?
Hard. Like, hard. Yeah. You know how long it took me to do that fucking thing?
2 minutes! Yeah, why I want you to just do it! You know I only have one thing left for you to do, and then you wouldn't have to do anything else?
What?
Written stuff! That's it!
I'll get to it.
You in June of next year? Because it's July!
No. Okay, literally, when I did that shirt, I had to do that.
Uh-huh.
I had to do my social media guys post that night, and then I had to work on a book art for Brit's boss. All in
the
same night.
Well, quit saying yes to people! Brit's taking care of the boss, okay? You don't need to work for him.
I would like to.
Was it, you got money?
Yeah.
Did he pay you for the stuff you did?
I think he's gonna.
You think he's gonna?
I mean, I didn't say anything, because, I mean, the dude offered me a free fucking place to stay in Kansas City for 4 days.
What'd you do
days,
for him? Like, design?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he's putting out a new book, and he wanted, like,
He's got a book?
Yeah, he's got 2 books. He's already got one out. Dude, it's passive income. You put that shit out, it sells. If people buy it, he makes money. Passive income.
Did he write it?
I would assume so. Hmm. I mean, him and I think his group, like his financial group did, yeah. He's not her only boss. There are multiple partners in this firm.
Well, I figured that, yeah. Yeah, they're running a train. Would be my guess.
Hopefully not. Let's just pray. She does wear some scantily ass dresses.
She better. It's worth it, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'm thinking about writing a book.
Do it.
I'm going to write a book.
Do it.
I want to wait until I'm successful, though.
What kind of book?
Like, oh, it's just about book? My life.
Oh, okay.
Dude, my life's weird, dude. Mm-hmm. You know my life.
I mean, you could start on it now.
Well, I have. I have an outline. I'm, like, writing down things that have happened. Mm. I have an outline. But, like,
I tried to write, a romantic book once. It was after I broke up with my high school girlfriend. I tried to
write it. Was it fiction?
Yeah.
Tell me your characters, man.
I can't remember.
Oh.
It was like 2012, man. I can't remember. I tried. I got 2 pages. I gave up.
That's pretty good, though. 2 pages, man.
I thought it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
I can't remember anything.
I mean,
about
high school
it.
Was a long time ago for you, so I mean, it
all
makes
I
sense.
Remember was I think it was about a breakup, like that happened, like page.
It was like Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist in reverse.
Probably, yeah.
You were really big into that movie back
That's
then.
That's a great movie, man.
Yeah,
it's really not. It was for when I was an emotionally stunned teenager, but yeah.
Mm.
Spider-Man.
Can't talk about it.
Why not?
Menace hasn't seen it.
Well, let's make it spoiler-free.
Okay. Great.
Sorry.
I really want to talk about that on the show, though.
Dude, fuck Menace. He can watch it on
tier
Sunday.
Tier 3 today, man.
I don't care. Untier 3.
Don't untier 3.
Do
I want,
it.
I'm not rich like Colby.
I
want to
talk
three.
About Spider-Man. Menace, when are you seeing it on
he
Sunday?
He said Sunday. Oh,
when?
Yeah, yeah. It'll be during our show. You think he respects our schedule?
Oh, that's fine.
He's going to a 3:10 showing, guaranteed.
Well, then that's fine. Don't watch this show.
Yeah, see, I freaking knew it.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I could watch this free entertainment, or I could pay money and leave my house. I'm going to pay money and leave my house.
I'd watch Spider-Man 10 times out of 10.
He could go at noon, and he could be back in time, you know?
I would do it that
still a matinee. I'm sure there's a showing, and let me check where he lives. New York City!
Maybe.
That's how needy I am, by the way.
We don't need Menace.
I need him. I think about these things while I'm laying in bed. It's like, wow, he chose Spider-Man over me. What's better about Spider-Man?
Yeah,
and then I think about, and I go, literally everything. And then I just get depressed with myself. You know, that's my mind. That's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does mining Bitcoin make you money for free?
Yes.
It does?
Yes. If you find a Bitcoin, which is very difficult to do. Because all the Chinese are over there mining.
Works.
Basically, a Bitcoin has a string. It's like a bunch of the letters, you know, and numbers. Mm-hmm. That's a Bitcoin.
And
so if you stumble upon one of those, you can get Bitcoin.
So mining is just a computer just going through characters trying to find one.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this thing on Facebook, and it was this like automated thing that
just
plug in and it goes.
Ain't going to work.
I probably won't, but what if it does?
It doesn't.
Then I make one Bitcoin. That's worth like $800.
That ain't gonna happen.
Wait, no. It's more than that, right?
That ain't gonna happen. You should have bought Bitcoin back in the day.
Shut the fuck up with you should have, man. That's the wrong app.
Some stores accept it, Ballin, but it's very rare. I think. Some stores do accept it. You could pay with a Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah, it's worth $11,000, man. You find
11,000? Or 1,100.
11,000 is one Bitcoin.
I had $10 worth of Bitcoin in 2009.
Where'd that go?
No, that's wrong. 2005.
Where'd that go?
Yeah, because I was working at Cessna.
Find that shit, man.
I can't. I don't know what my username and password was.
Dude, you fuck.
How much would $10 be in 2005 in today's money?
$10?
Yeah.
Well, in 2005, I don't know if I can look that far back. All...
Can I just do, like, Bitcoin? Because I know I'm a millionaire right now, but I can't do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe it was... Wait, why did I say... Yeah, it was 09. What do I think? I graduated in 2005. I quit in 09. I bought it at Cessna, so it was 09. I bought it... I bought $10 worth of Bitcoins in, like, 2009.
So, yeah, let's just go with 25 cents.
How do I even look?
So, let's just say it was 25 cents a Bitcoin. That would be 40 Bitcoins times $11,000.
I don't want to know, dude.
$440,000, man. You have $440,000 just sitting somewhere.
Yeah.
You bitch!
I don't know how to. I don't
You're
know how to get
worst.
It.
You're the worst. Why didn't you tell me to do that?
What do you mean? I didn't know you. I don't think.
Fuck you! You should have known me.
Yeah, I guess I probably did know you.
You're the worst.
Dude, believe me. I want that money. I don't know how to do it.
Well, XRP price maybe?
Huh? Like I know exactly where I bought it, and all that. Because I went back into my Gmail, and I found the receipts for when I purchased it. It said, thank you for your purchase of Bitcoin.
Dude, you fuck.
So I know I did it, but I can't get back into my account to get it. I don't know how.
This is the one I'm waiting on. XRP.
That's at 33 cents right now.
I think I bought it at probably that. So I need it to go... skyrocket.
You really think I have $440,000 sitting in there?
Dude.
There's no way, right?
If you bought it at that little, yeah. Yeah. I would be searching night and fucking day. Night and fucking day. I'd be contacting their support groups, being like, I forgot my password. I could provide you my ID.
I don't believe it's in there.
I mean, probably not.
Like, I feel like if it was in there, they would have contacted me. Mm-mm. You don't think? I just feel like it can't be that. It's not possible.
No. I put $100 in the E-Trade at one point in time.
And just
never touched it.
Okay.
I can't even remember my account. I'm pretty sure they sent me a check for it at some point in time that I never cashed.
Okay.
I don't know if it's still sitting there.
It's got to be there. Like, they don't let money just go away, right?
I think they might.
I don't know, dude. But, I'm kind of remembering now. I think I might have sold it. Mm. I'm thinking right now that I searched for it like a year. What was it, like a year ago when this craze was happening, when it was like 30 grand or something?
I think it was the end of 2017.
I kind of remember looking for it, and I think I may have bought it and sold it. I'm literally pulling up my email right now because I'm going to solve this mystery on the air.
Dude,
I think
should have bought it and sold it at 19 grand. That was the highest it went.
Because I think I bought it $10 worth, and then I waited like a week, and I needed my $10, and so I withdrew it. I think that might have been what happened. I could be wrong, though. It's either that or it's still sitting in there. I definitely bought it.
I'm just waiting. Just waiting on that XRP, man. I have, like, I think, like, $300 in it. Just sitting.
What did you buy it at? 33 cents or whatever?
I think around there, yeah.
Why do you think that one's going to go up?
Because my mom.
Okay.
My mom was like, hey, take this money, invest it in this crypto, because Ellen was talking about it, Ashton Kutcher bought into it, and she was like, it's going to be big.
Okay. I mean, that's good enough for me, dude.
But no, that was like this time last year, and it's still at where it's at. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't really know why.
I bought a whole lot of Ethereum, because like that was supposed to be the next big one, and it's worse than Bitcoin.
I remember that one. I told you to buy that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't go anywhere?
Nope. I'm pretty sure I've put...
Do you see this giant ad right here?
Yes.
It's huge.
Yeah, no Gmail's shit, bro. I put probably, I want to say, like... Also, Coinbase is the worst thing.
Well, that's what I used.
Yeah, Coinbase.
See, this says 2014. I wonder if this is the wrong... I wonder if this is when I originally tried to get back in. Because this says 2014, and it definitely... I remember buying it in my cubicle when I worked at Cessna. I remember it.
So 155 and 197.
And this is the
What's
oldest
that, like
I
350?
Have?
Yeah, 350. 350... Oh, shit.
What's happening?
Plus 250, so we're looking at 600, plus 300 equals about 900.
What's happening? I don't know what you're doing. You're just reading numbers.
I have put my own money,
$900,
into crypto.
Okay.
Currently, I'm sitting at $669.
So you've lost $300.
Yes.
That sucks.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, the last email I have that even mentions the word Bitcoin, according to this, is from 2017. I must have done it from a different email address. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
I gotta go find it. And see, I think that's what happened. Like, I may have run into that the last time and just been like, I probably sold it anyway. Because I honestly don't feel like it's there. Like, that doesn't feel like real money to me. I'm 100% certain. 100%. 100% certain that I bought $10 worth of Bitcoin.
Okay.
I am not at all certain what happened after that point.
Gotcha.
I don't know if I spent it a week later. I don't know if it's still there. I don't know, man. I don't know. I invested in this old company I worked for called High Pro Feeds. I did $50 a check. When they sold, I walked away with $8,000. Here's what you're going to do, okay? If Colby is saying do this, do not do it.
Mm-mm.
Whatever Colby invests in, it dies. He might have been responsible for killing Bitcoin.
I might have. I definitely might have. Nah, it was just a peak.
Hubby's boss had 1,000 bitcoins way back when, but his wife made him sell it. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I wouldn't have it anymore.
Probably not.
Like, I've been poor pretty much, except for like a 3-year period when I lived in Manhattan. I have been poor essentially my entire life.
Yeah, man.
Like, different stages of poor.
You ever think about doing trampoline flips on YouTube?
No, I don't. I would rather just show my feet on stream and get some bits for that.
You can get 4 million subscribers if you do.
You want to see how it works, dude? Watch this. Watch this. I'm gonna show my feet. Okay, now watch the money roll in. All right, look at this, chat. Oh, you like these feet, don't you?
They're a little dirty.
Well, I mean, they've been working hard all day, dude. They've been working hard all day. Now, see, watch these bits fly in. Watch this.
You can't tip yourself bits.
Now look. This guy named Z Swig says nice feet. See?
That's terrible.
The bits just roll in.
You're the worst.
That's how it works, man.
Mm-hmm.
Twitch thought right here.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
So Spider-Man, man. It was good.
It was good.
You have any qualms about it?
No.
No?
None. Just talk about it on Sunday.
I don't think I have any.
I want to go through the whole thing.
I just don't know. Like, I don't know.
I can't talk about it.
You remember how you say, like, we can't talk about good things because it ends with, it was good.
Like, what do you mean?
That's how I feel about that movie.
It was good?
Yeah. What else is there to say?
We could talk about all the twists and turns in it.
Were there that many? There's one.
There's a few, and then there's a lot of stuff with the whole character development of a certain character and, like, him taking a role. Don't spoil it, man.
He's not.
I want to discuss it! And then we got the whole implications of Phase 4. Because this is the closing to Phase 3. I want to talk about that. You know, and what happens at the end with the thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that, but I can't talk about it. Because Menace, we're being nice.
All right.
Talk about Black Prince Eric. Did you see Terry Crews was to play Prince Eric in the Little Mermaid?
No.
Can we do that, please? No, actually, that's not true. Hold on. He wants to play King Trite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Danny DeVito said he wanted to play Prince Eric. That's what happened. King Triton. Yeah, thanks, Menace.
What's Danny DeVito in? He's in a new movie.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, no. He's in Jumanji 2.
Yeah! I saw that trailer before Spider-Man. WTF, mate. What's happening there?
The Rock's accent in that is gonna be stupid.
Dude, Kevin Hart's accent's gonna be stupid. He talked old man in the entire trailer.
Yeah, he's Danny Glover. He's better than The Rock.
I hate when they do fake accents. Just talk like yourself.
Huh?
I don't know, man. Can we end the show?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got anything else to talk about? I mean, we did 2 hours and 8 minutes. We got to do more on Sunday, you know?
That's fine.
We should save some gas in the tank.
I got none left.
Because you're going to be out. Are you going out tomorrow night?
I don't know.
You going out Saturday night?
Yeah.
That's the night before our 2-hour show on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
Nothing.
I need you to squeeze the juice.
Squeeze the juice.
I got no more juice left, man.
He's got no more juice.
I'm pretty sure I ran out of stuff.
All right, man. But I could talk forever. I literally did 8 hours today of a weeb game, and I've done that for the last 4 days.
A weed game?
Weeb.
A weeb.
Weeb.
I don't know what weeb is.
No more cerveza? He's got a lot of cerveza over there.
I got 2 left, yeah?
Yeah.
You find something, I'll talk about it, bro. Did we run out of targets?
I'm literally looking at targets? This chart of Bitcoin that's right up here, by the way. This right here is literally when you bought Bitcoin. Like, right here.
Yep.
You killed it. You killed Bitcoin.
I bought it in October.
October of 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you should have sold, bro.
I know.
It doubled in it tripled in value.
I know.
Why didn't you sell it?
Well, because I didn't invest that much in Bitcoin then. I bought like one, like a half a share or something. I think I put like 250 in it, and then I had more in Ethereum, which Ethereum was up then as well. So I put at that time, I think I put like maybe $500 into it, and I had 1,500.
But it's climbing again, man.
I know.
You should buy a bunch right now. Can't you just buy $12,000 worth of Bitcoin?
I ain't making that mistake again.
That's the one you should buy, though.
Yeah. Fuck all these alternatives.
No, Bitcoin's the one. Someone needs to bite the bullet and put $20K into Bitcoin and then cash out when it's 40. Yeah. That's what you got to do. Okay, let's end the stupid show, dude. I mean, I do have more things up here, but like we could like, I mean, here's look at this robot bowling.
It's
like,
fake.
What do you mean it's fake?
Look at the pins. That speed, it would have broken the fucking pins. That's fake as shit.
God. Everything about my life is ruined, okay?
That's fake as hell.
Why is it fake?
The physics are way off.
I have $440,000 worth of Bitcoin sitting in a bank account somewhere. That's what I'm taking away from this.
Yep.
And I'm never going to get it. You know what I could do with $440,000?
A fucking lot, bro.
Yeah, I could replace you with someone who would actually work.
You definitely could.
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Well, if you paid me.
No, I offered to pay you, and you said I'm going to do it for free.
But you didn't offer.
I did offer! I'm going to strangle this, man. Anyway, I'm going to leave, okay? And by I mean both of us. Okay, by the way, we never introduce ourselves. Hi, we're Seth and Colby. We do a show twice a week. Once on Thursdays. Once on Sundays.
Yep.
Okay, the next one is on Sunday. It's at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Unless I cancel again.
Unless he cancels again, but I promised Taylor we wouldn't, so.
Probably.
But if you do, it's not my fault, so.
It'll just be a sunglasses show.
Okay, there's no way a third show is going to happen.
Nope.
We're lucky to get one. It's more likely at this point we go to a one show a week than it is to three. That's what's going to happen. Ren, why are you rating us right now?
Let's keep going, man. Let's keep going.
Britt's gonna be mad, dude.
That's fine. She's waiting for me until 10. It's okay.
What's at 10?
That's when this show typically ends.
But she wants you to come home.
That's okay.
I have nothing to talk about. My eyes hurt. Chris didn't bring me my sleeping pills like she was supposed to 45 minutes ago. She boned
She's
me.
She's playing Overwatch, bro.
Yeah, she can get off her butt and she can bring me sleeping pills.
What'd you do the rest of the weekend?
I didn't do anything.
Did you take off Friday?
No.
No.
I streamed Friday. I streamed Saturday.
I took off Friday.
Sunday, we went to the lake.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What did you do at the lake? Which lake?
Afton.
Okay.
We floated.
Floated?
We floated. Ren, you're not subbed. You can't unsub, okay? Lick your forehead. We bought a floaty.
Just one?
Well, it's a dual floaty. It was $30.
Oh.
It's a giant floaty. It's got a cooler in the middle.
Awesome.
So we put beer in it, and we laid in the floaty.
That's legit.
So we did on Sunday.
That sounds great.
Then Monday we woke up at 6 a.m.
Went to the gym. What are you doing at the gym?
I ran on a treadmill Monday.
Just all
the
gym
entire
day?
Time, yeah.
Why?
What else am I going to do? I don't know how to lift weights. I'm an idiot. I'm scared. I'm going to run on a treadmill. It's better than nothing.
Scared?
Yes. People look at me.
Fuck those people.
No, I can't. I'm too ugly. They won't let me. Oh, you mean disregard their opinions. I can't do that either.
Why not?
I'm too scared.
Dude, we need to go to the gym.
Dude, you wouldn't go to the gym with me.
Not at that early, no.
You wouldn't go in the evening either.
I absolutely would.
Siri, I'm not asking
would.
You things, okay? All right?
When do you get off the air?
4:30-ish.
Yeah, that's when I get home.
Well, yeah, but I'm usually
Let's
like...
Let's go to the gym.
I gotta eat.
No, you don't.
And I gotta lay in
Working
bed.
Working out is better before you
Because my back hurts.
Eat. Let's go after Sunday. Film it.
No. We're not filming it. Not after that disaster from the last time. Okay? Eat after the gym.
Yeah.
I sit in this chair for 6 hours.
You gotta get a protein bar, man.
We have protein bars.
Okay, just eat one of those, go to the gym, then come back home, you'll be hungry again, eat all your food.
And then I'll be awake for the entirety of the night.
Not if you work out. I go at 5:10.
What happened to Britt? Didn't she go? Doesn't she go with you?
No.
Why doesn't Britt go with you?
Because we're on separate schedules now.
What's she doing?
I go to work at 8.
Uh-huh.
And then I get off at 4:30.
She goes
to work at 9 and gets off at 6.
So you can't go at 6?
I don't want to go at 6 or else I'll be fucking awake. If I go at 5, it's much better. Also, I used to take pre-workout.
Oh, my God.
Pre-workout has 300 milligrams of caffeine in it, which was a terrible decision. Yeah. I don't know why I ever did that.
That's a lot of caffeine.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot of caffeine.
So I don't do that anymore. But, yeah, I go for, like, 30, 40 minutes-ish. And, yeah, it's quick.
Well, maybe when Chris gets back into school, I'll go with you because I doubt she'll go in the morning.
No, we're going tomorrow.
We're not going to go tomorrow. I'm going to the lake tomorrow.
When?
Right after stream.
Why?
Because it's fun. We like to float and drink beer.
What the fuck? Where's my invite?
Well, you don't have a floaty.
We have two floaties.
Also, I assume you had plans.
I mean, I typically go and drum on Fridays.
Yeah,
but
how's it feel to not be told, bro?
I could not.
Where's my invite?
Let's go float at the lake. That sounds better.
Dude, you got here. You want to show it? Look at this floaty we bought, dude. You should just go buy this floaty.
Hey, look at this.
Where'd you get it?
Academy.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how it is.
Dude, Sam's got some big ass
floaty. We got this one right here, dude. Look at this floaty. Look at these things.
Do you blow it up with your fucking iron lungs?
No, we bought a pump. Oh. A hand pump. Not the electric one. The electric pump was the same price as the floaty. It's still on sale, dude. Look at this thing. This is what we got right here.
Is the blue circular thing the cooler?
Yeah, so this right here is a cooler. It's deep. You could put a 24-pack of beer in there if you wanted. Fill it with ice. And then this is like a little container. That's where we put our empties. And then we float in this thing, man. It's got headrests.
Looks amazing.
It is amazing. $27, man. Can't beat it.
I'm assuming Britt is gone and not watching this anymore, but we should do that.
Yeah, you should go buy that. Yeah, but I don't want you to come because I take my shirt off and I don't want Britt to look at me, so.
Fuck her.
Dude, I can't. I'm too ugly. Oh, you mean disregard her opinion again. I can't do that either, dude. I'm too self-conscious.
Why? Stop it!
You can't just yell at people.
Stop it!
How it works.
I'm fatter than I've ever been, and I'm very self-conscious about that.
Doesn't matter.
Yet I went to the pool did it and said, fuck him.
You think the guy in Return of the Jedi who has the big thing around his neck, Bib Fortuna, ever walked up to Jabba the Hutt and goes, you know, I put on a little weight?
Yeah.
No, because you know what? Jabba would push the button, he'd fall right into the Rancor pit. Okay? And then the guy who wrangles the Rancor, which, by the way, looks like me, he comes out. He scoops up Bib Fortuna's remains.
Okay, now, question.
Why do I know that guy's name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Am I opening another beer or not?
If you open it, I am committed to continue to do the show. I yelled very loudly about my sleeping pills and hope that my wife, who says care for me, you know, she says that she cares for me,
yes,
would bring me my sleeping pills. Because every minute that goes by
Where
is another
at,
minute
bro?
I'm awake.
I can go get them.
No, I don't want you to get them.
I can get them.
I don't want you to care for me more than my wife.
I'll yell at her while I go get them.
I could go out there and yell at her.
Well, that sucks. My opinion means more.
I mean, they're right on the kitchen counter in front of the coffee baker. That's all I need, dude. Britt just yelled end, by the way.
No, she can suck my dick.
You probably won't get any of that tonight unless you win, you know? He is yelling at her. He's just saying, way to go at her. What'd she say?
She's like, oh my God. I was waving him in her face. She's like, get out of here.
So she didn't care at all? She didn't care at all. Oh, I'm almost out. I got 1, 2, 3... I got 2 days left. I got 2 days left of sleeping pills, so.
Why do you need sleeping pills, bro? You know, it's probably destroying your liver.
Good.
I know. I take NyQuil basically every night. Like
these don't have anything in it besides the sleeping pill, though. These aren't like Advil or something.
Yeah, but I don't take like fucking shot after shot after shot, and I literally take like a tiny little sip every night just to get me to sleep.
Yeah.
I didn't last night, but I slept fine because I was tired as shit.
Sometimes I don't take a sleeping pill. Sometimes I take a Xanax.
There you go. That would do it. I'm gonna need to borrow one of those.
Xanax doesn't even make me sleepy. Like, I've done this show on a Xanax.
Yeah.
It's like I'm on cocaine at all times, dude. It's just...
That's weird, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. They are over-the-counter loyal. They are. Tiny sip. Dude, all she's doing is throwing shade at you, man.
Yeah. Tiny sip... Okay, so I'm not the dude who pours it in a tiny little cup and then takes what the fuck.
I just took three, okay? You don't have to justify yourself to me.
Like, I take a shot and that's it. I mean, more recently,
I've
been taking less of a shot.
You know how many milligrams are in that?
Because I don't need that much.
You know how many milligrams are in a shot?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea. But it's a shot. If you pour it in the cup, it looks like a fucking shot.
Right.
I take a tiny little shot. I've been limiting it down more recently because I feel like death in the mornings because it's just...
You got to sleep a full 8 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
And I... What's 11 to 7:20? Is that 11? Is that 8 hours?
11 to 7:20.
11 to 12.
Yeah.
12 to 1. 1
yeah,
to 2.
8 hours
to 3,
and 20
3
minutes.
3 to 4. 4 to 5. 5 to 6. 7. 5 to. I lost it.
It's 8. It's 8 hours and 20 minutes, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then yeah, I do that every night.
Yeah. That's why I take mine early because it takes about 3 hours for it to kick in, mm-hmm. and then.
You should try NyQuil.
NyQuil has that other medicine
quicker.
In it, though.
Well, they have the sleepy one.
The
ZQuil? Yeah.
That's literally the same active ingredient.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I don't know. I feel like the liquid is way quicker than that.
Well, I don't care about quickness, to be honest.
You should. Maybe that way you don't have to take them during show.
Well, this is the only
time. You can
time.
Take it, like, right before bed.
You know,
wait
my wife
30
would
minutes.
Just bring me three freaking pills. That's all it takes. I don't need water or anything. I just hoof them down.
I don't know how you do that.
It's because I've taken them every day of my life for 15 years.
I've taken pills very often. Like, if it's the working out pills, if it's the fat-losing pills, if it's a fucking vitamin. I've taken pills a lot, and I still can't do that.
I could take them any pill, any size, just dry swallow.
Even, like, the big ones?
Yeah.
What about, like, this big?
Even that big. I've taken them that are this big and, like, that big around the full thing in my mouth. Yeah, just take
straight
it down.
Down.
That's all you can do if you don't do that. Are you even a man?
I don't know.
I have an alarm. Babe!
She was just playing Overwatch. What the fuck's she doing? She has time to text?
It did! I came in and asked you to bring them to... What am I going to do? Hold on, my alarm's going off! What am I supposed to do?
Why don't you keep them here?
Because I'm only in here one day a week at this time. I'm supposed to take these at 7:50. My alarm goes off at 7:50.
7:50?
I take them at 8 o'clock because then I fall asleep at 11. Then I wake up at 6 and I go to the gym. And I feel awful. And then I come home and I stream for 7 hours. A game that has more talking in it than the Holy Bible.
You ever think about, like, maybe, like, buying, I don't know.
A gun?
No, let's say, like, just throwing it out there. Two bottles?
Look at this man over here, mister. I got a new job and I'm rich buying two bottles of pills at once. Okay, I'm on a budget.
Two bottles, man. How much are those?
That's like $7 or something,
yeah.
Man.
It's a $14. You want me to tip you $14?
I gotta buy one of these every month, dude. You know how much that is over a year? That's $30,000.
It's not that much.
You don't know if it's not for sure.
7 times 12 is $84.
I see it. I don't know enough to dispute that.
All I know is 5 times 12 is 60.
If you tip $84, I'll go buy 12 of these. Okay, would that make you happy?
No.
Okay.
It would probably make you happy, but...
It wouldn't... Well, I probably wouldn't spend it on this, to be honest. I'd probably pay bills.
So I think I'm getting into smoking cigars, man.
Dude, cigars are great. I used to smoke them all the time, man.
Why did you stop?
Money.
Money? Okay.
Yeah, they're expensive. Okay. Yeah, they're expensive. Yeah.
I have a bad habit of being addicted to things.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So...
I know how to cure that.
How?
Start your own Twitch stream. It's hard to be addicted
Become
to things
broke.
When
okay.
you can't buy anything you're gotcha. Addicted to. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
So I can't buy them in bulk, or else I'll smoke one every fucking night because I
gotcha.
Don't have self-control.
Gotcha. You want my humidor?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't need it.
Because if I know that I'm going to keep stuff in there.
Yeah, you keep cigars in there, they keep forever. I got a humidifier in there and everything, man.
I don't need it.
It's glass top.
Plug in?
It's made of you put water in it like every week, and it keeps it humid. And it's got a dial on the front that tells you what the humidity is. It holds like 20 cigars. It's made of mahogany.
Yeah, no, I don't need it.
It's really nice.
Anywho,
I think I have two actually.
So I smoked a cigar. I believe every night when I was in Vegas last September.
Uh-huh. I also have a portable leather cigar holder that you could just keep with you if you want to take cigars on the go.
See, I don't like smoking them in where I'm at.
Like your home.
Yes, because I have to go out on
my balcony.
And
I only smoked them when like
hot.
People came over because it was like it's like social. You know, I would drink Red Label and smoke a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did it out because we were out and it was late at night, so it was not hot this weekend. And then I brought one back with me. I smoked it Monday. I smoked half of it Monday and half of it Tuesday. And both times I was out on my balcony and I started to sweat and it was not as enjoyable. So.
Yeah, welcome to Kansas, dude.
Yeah. And then, also, thanks to Kansas,
uh-huh.
There are no bars that allow cigar smoking.
Well, what about that one downtown? Isn't there a cigar bar downtown? Mort's, right?
Mort's, but I don't know if you can smoke inside.
No, I think they make you go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's still a cigar bar.
Do I fucking buy beer and walk outside the liquor store and light up a cigar?
You could,
I don't give a shit about that. I want to be inside with AC and smoke a fucking cigar.
What about the humidor?
It's a lounge. They don't serve alcohol.
So you can smoke indoors, but mm-hmm. You can't...
Yep. They have coffee.
That's bull, dude.
It was fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Fuck Kansas. I'm ready to move out of here.
Leave!
I need to.
I don't know why you're still here.
I don't either.
Well,
job.
You're too comfortable.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, man, just be like, I won't be addicted to anything. Just quit your job and move somewhere. It'll be fine because you won't have any money.
Minutes, can I stay with you? Is that okay?
No, don't go to New York City.
I'll do free design work.
No, he won't.
I will.
He's doing that right now for you, Minutes. How long did it take him to make your emotes? Remember when you sent over, you know, we'll get a new art done? You know, it's by August, so no rush. And I sent it to you on July 10th.
Last year?
It was a long time ago.
It wasn't last year.
It was like February.
Yeah, that's fine. That's this 6 months? At least. That's this year at least. Okay, it was bad.
It's bad.
If I'm mooching off you, you get free graphic design immediately because I don't have a job to go to.
Don't buy that, all right? He's still going to touch Britt's boob, and he's not going to do anything, okay?
I doubt she'll come with me to New York.
She'd live in Boston.
Yeah, well, commute long distance.
How far is Boston from New York? It's pretty close, right? Like an hour?
An hour or two.
Go to Colorado, dude. It's great there.
It's also really expensive.
But New York ain't.
But I'd be mooching off of Menace.
Menace is not going to feed you, man. He's got Stat Boy to worry about. He's got his own problems. He's got rats falling out of the ceiling.
I'm fine with rats.
He's not fine with rats. Maybe if you offer to kill rats for him, he might let you
stay. I could do that. I will become Charlie from Always Sunny. I swear to God.
Bash the rats for you, man.
Just give me a good apartment in New York. I'm fine.
He could always move in with Plotado Sunshine, dude.
He's not even here anymore. I don't know that man.
Boston to New York City is 3 hours, 45 minutes.
Stat Boy?
Stat Boy is his brother.
Why'd he put Colby asterisk?
Say, Stat Boy can draw, Colby, how good are you at searching? Or Stat Boy can't draw, Colby, how good are you at searching Google?
And he's high. See, I'll smoke with him.
He said, leave me alone.
I'll smoke with him.
So now you're going to mooch his weed, too?
Yeah.
Man, this is a terrible deal. Don't take it. Okay? Don't take it.
Or do.
Oh, my God, dude.
You ready to end?
Yeah, I was ready an hour ago, man.
Like 30 minutes ago, you mean?
No. An hour. Maybe an hour and a half. Maybe at 8:01. Maybe at 7:01. You can come to Canada and live for free, but you got to buy your own weed. Remember when we looked up to live in the Northwest Territory because they were going to pay us to move there?
I'm down.
Ball and Hobo said, it's that
link,
man. I
can do cold.
Yeah.
I can't do hot. I can do cold.
You know, Colorado isn't actually that expensive if you don't live in the cities.
Yeah.
Like, if you move to, like Chris and I, because we're thinking about moving there, we're planning on it. When we went through our honeymoon, we drove through a bunch of little towns looking at schools and stuff that she could work at. Like, there's tons of towns. Like, Granby's, 30 minutes away from Grand Lake. Like, housing there is no different than housing here. You know? It's the size of Newton.
Yeah, I want the cities. I want to be up high in a fucking $3,000 a month.
Well, then you gotta reevaluate your priorities.
I know! Find that $440,000 Bitcoin and give it to me.
No way!
Come on, man. No,
okay, I'll give it to you, but it's gonna take 7 months. And you only get what I haven't spent. Town is where the serial killers get you? Unless you are the serial killer. Then what? All right, let's leave. Okay, I gotta edit this show. And then I gotta wake up and go to the gym. Shit. Okay? What do you mean? I gotta edit the whole thing.
You just clip and then send it whatever.
You wanna do it?
No.
Is that easy?
That's what I think it is. But I ain't doing it.
I gotta save this wave. Rap God.
For some reason.
And then you gotta levelate it. And then you gotta take the levelated file and change it into an MP3.
You and your goddamn quality. Like, I just put this shit up immediately.
Okay, and
throw it into iTunes.
You gotta save it as MP3 mono 64 kilobits per second.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know what any of that means.
Then you gotta upload it to the CDN. Alright, and then you gotta go to Twitch. You gotta highlight it, starting at the where we start talking, ending where we stop talking.
I would make them wait through the 30 minutes of.
They ain't gonna do that, okay? And then you got.
That's fine. Nobody watches it anyways.
And then you gotta write a description. So you gotta
comb
through the episode to write the description of what happened, okay? And then you save that
drunk talk.
You add it to the collection. Done. You put it at the very top of the collection. Otherwise, it doesn't show up on the SethandColby.com webpage, okay? And then you gotta go through.
Why do we have a website?
And then you gotta go through and make clips. I'm gonna have to make one for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I need 4 clips from
you
tonight's
don't need
show.
To do any of
okay,
that.
And then I gotta schedule them for Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for each day, 5:15 p.m.
Need to do any of that.
And then I gotta post tonight's. And I gotta write a description from the description that fits into Twitter with the links. And then I gotta put that on Reddit, put it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I put it in the Discord. And then I can go to bed. Oh, no, wait, I skipped. You also got to put it on the Raptor Teeth website so it goes out to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify.
How long does that all take, bro?
It takes about an hour.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It takes a long time.
No, it doesn't.
It does, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It takes a good 45 minutes to an hour. And that whole time I'm doing it, I'm thinking Chris is out there just having fun playing Overwatch, not getting me my sleeping pills, you know? And I made like $15 tonight, and five of it was from me, you know?
We can quit the show.
I thought you missed the show.
I do. I like talking to you, but we can quit if it's too much work.
And would you do more Raptor Teeth stuff if we quit?
No.
Okay. Then we're going to keep doing it because it's my way of punishing you. Mm. Yeah. SR Greatest Sleeper. Yeah, like she's playing comp, okay? She only plays comp with me now because she needs me to carry her. Big facts. All right, let's actually end. Okay?
All right, man.
All right, so bye. Guys, SethandColby.com for everything. You know what it is. Thanks for the subs tonight, guys. Appreciate it, Menace. Appreciate it, Taylor. We're going to head out. We'll be back Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European, for more fun, more thrills, and a full breakdown of Spider-Man. Because I want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm resisting the urge to spoil right now. But I think because it'd be funny, but I'm not going to do it. Okay? So we're going to leave. All right? Love you. SethandColby.com for all the social, buy merch, all the past episodes, all the podcast links, and all the VODs. All right, just go there. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.